Here starts the Don and Mike Show.
Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
You see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater.
The only thing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
Wildcard caller in Virginia. Welcome to Coast, you're on with my guest, Dr. David. Go ahead.
Hi, George.
Yes, sir.
I got to hand it to you for being able to follow part of this conversation. Some of it is just going right through me, over my head. I have a question about time travel.
Okay.
In that, let's say your guest and I, he and I both got in the same time machine. We went into the past by, say, 6 weeks.
Uh-huh.
Grabbed a hold of ourselves, brought ourselves forward into the future. Now, all four of us are standing right here, right now. Since we are right here, right now, would the four of us still be able to listen to the Don and Mike Show?
Well, you, if you do that, you grab yourself and,
thank you.
Bye.
Now there's a time traveler who left his brain behind.
Well, you're shaking yourself. Oh,
stay tuned for your shot at big bucks. Secret Sound, only on the Don and Mike Show.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Viewer discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Hey, kids, could I talk to you for about 30 seconds? This is Elvis Presley. I ask you to listen. Now, here's a song.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich, and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
I'm glad you enjoy them, sir, but no, I'm afraid they are not real radio personalities.
What's up, my yellow brother? In the house!
We got all these so-called fans that come out here and say they're Cub fans that are supposed to be behind you, ripping every thing you do. I'll tell you one thing. I hope you get hotter just to stuff it up than 3,000 people that show up every day. Because if they're the real Chicago fans, they can kiss my ass right downtown and print it. They're really, really behind you around here. My what you do, go out there and let my players get destroyed every day and be quiet about it for the fickle nine people that show up? The mother don't even work. That's why they're out at the game. They ought to go out and get a job and find out what it's like to go out there in a living. 85% of the players working. The other 15 come out here. Playground for the rip them like the players. Got guys and them people too. And that's the cop? My. They talk about the great support that the players get around here. I haven't seen it this year. You're a goddamn genius.
Well, I'm sure you're wondering why I'm here. I just...
Well, I think you're here because you want to know why I'm not fighting back. Because despite it all, you got some odd sense of fair play. And you're kicking my ass. Going from feeling like you could kick yourself, not bullying.
I just feel like there should be some back between us, you and the committee.
I give you back on Social Security, relations with Israel, on the Dow Jones, defenses, almost everything, but not this. No, not my personal life. This is nobody's business.
Well, that's not what the people will tell you. The people will tell you that it is their business.
You are not. You're young. It's okay. It's okay. You're young. And I'm just going to choose to be amused by your naive to be the benefit of the doubt.
Hey, it's a lady.
Watched The Simpsons the other night, and Bart Simpson hadn't done his homework, and he's afraid to take a history test. Well, he was praying for snow. And it was a blizzard. You know, and so, you know, the little girl reminded him that, hey, you prayed to get some extra time to study for that history test, and made him go up there and study. And he got him a 59, which was a failing grade, but then the teacher gave him a 60 and he passed the fourth grade.
Country music sucks. All it does is take precious airspace away from shock DJs whose cruelty and profanity amuse us all.
Shut up, boy.
Okay, hi, this is Dorm Radio, D-O-R-M, broadcasting live from the basement of the science building. Great.
What are you, f***ing retarded?
I'll tell you, it'll take more than a 5 and 13 or 5 and 14 to destroy the makeup of this club. I guarantee you that. There's some f***ing pros out there that want to f***ing play this game. But you're stuck in a f***ing stigma of the f***ing Dodgers and the Phillies and the Cardinals and all that cheap f***ing. All these f***ing editorials about Say and the Phillyitis and all that f***ing. It's sickening. It's unbelievable. It really is. It's a disheartening situation we're in right now. Anybody that was associated with the Cub organization 4 or 5 years ago that came back and sees the multitude of progress that's been made will understand that if they're baseball people, then 5 and 14 doesn't negate all that work. You got 143 games left. What I'm trying to say is don't rip them guys out there. Rip me. If you want to rip somebody, rip my but don't rip them guys because they're giving everything they can give. And right now they're trying to do more than God gave them, and that's why we make the simple mistake. That's exactly why. So once we hit that groove, it'll flow. And it will flow. The talent's there. I don't know how to make it any clearer to you. I'm frustrated. I'll guarantee I'm frustrated. It'd be different if I walked in this room every day at 8:30 and saw a bunch of guys that didn't give a shit. They give a shit, and it's a tough National League East.
Thank you.
Hi.
Okay. Hi, Don and Mike. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Well, you don't know to fill a book.
It's the Don and Mike show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Here they come.
Oh, no.
The guy who was just talking about your, right, 2003 Chicago Cubs.
They're Cubs fans?
Oh, there's a Cubs. They've changed the uniform.
Oh, my God.
Based on a true story, he was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy. Himself, a man of faith, a man of hate, and a soul torn apart. Viewer discretion advised.
They don't suffer from Phillyitis. And good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Adult Swim on Cartoon Network and all the ships at sea, creating their legacy. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, Robbie.
Yeah.
Hi. Thanks for listening, everybody. Don and Mike show, new episode on this Wednesday, April 23rd. 877-365-3636 is the national phone number.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
Canada, 800-636-1067.
Welcome.
Hello, and D.C.
Welcome.
202-432-1067.
Welcome. Someone called for Don.
Welcome.
Well,
there. That was done without a cheat end.
Yeah. That's you know, I like it so much better when you don't use the cheat end.
Nice.
I never even got to that today.
You play it anyway?
Nah, later.
Thank you.
I had so many tapes lined up, we didn't get to them all today. Well, hi, and welcome to the show, everybody.
Well, then, hey.
Little different mindset in this room today than we had at the same time yesterday.
If you'll notice a smile in our voices, there's a reason for it.
A little spring in our step.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, you know, as we told you, the ratings come out every day now for the next 2 or 3 weeks for all the markets we're in. Yesterday was Philadelphia.
I think we've pretty much covered that one.
Yeah.
You think?
Hi, Tim. Just want to say hi, because I'm guessing now this is the only way that we're going to communicate is me talking on the radio and Tim probably throwing something at the speaker in his office. So,
hello, Tim.
Hi, Tim. Hi. That was Mike saying hi.
Hi, Tim.
That was Buzz saying hi.
Hi, Tim.
And that was Rob saying hi.
Rob, hello.
Everybody says hello to Tim.
Hello.
Now, we got the ratings today for Washington, D.C.
Uh-huh.
Hold on, who's calling on the... Oh, never mind, somebody picked it up. The inside line?
Immediately on hold.
Immediately on hold. Maybe it's the guy from Baltimore.
Maybe it's Tim.
Oh, yeah. I would bet you it's the guy from Baltimore. Thanks, Charlie. Because I don't understand the Baltimore ratings, so we're going to have the
the program manager for the Infinity Cluster.
Live 105?
Yeah, the Cluster F in Baltimore, explained the ratings because half of our ratings were on the AM station, and then like the last month of the ratings book, we went to the FM station.
But is it good news in Baltimore?
Yeah, it's good. It's just hard. I don't understand it really myself, so I asked for someone from the company to explain it.
Very good.
I will tell you, and we're going to be very brief on this. We just want to thank our listeners for telling the Arbitron Ratings Company here in D.C., in a very heavy war book, like it's happening all over the country, that you guys came through for us again in a big, big, big way.
Wow.
Now, Tim, if you're listening up there at YSP, this was a bad book for WJFK. But you don't see people running through the halls going, what are we going to do?
Right.
The radio station is down to a 2.8, right? And I didn't see anybody in this building today going...
No, it's kind of business as usual.
Right. I mean, it happens. You have a bad book. Now, fortunately, thank the Lord and thank our listeners.
Mm-hmm.
You guys on this bad book, we're up.
Right.
We're way up.
Right.
When we took over the shift from the skateboarders, they had a 2.2 and were in 18th place.
Right.
Then on our first ratings book, fall 2002, you brought that up to a 4.2, which was sixth place. Now you've brought that up to a 5.4, which puts us in fourth place.
Very, very good.
Oh, so wonderful. Slowly but surely, we're making our way.
Getting there.
Slowly but surely, we're getting there.
Excellent.
I mean, the numbers are up.
Well, and, you know, I don't want to appear too heady, I love that word, about this, but... You know, I think it sets the table for some good things to come, and I'm very excited about where we sit right now. It's about what we thought would happen.
We told you yesterday in Philly we went 3-2 to 2-3. In D.C. we went from a 4-2 to a, 4-9. It's 4-9.
4-2 to 4-9. Yeah, that's what I thought you had said before.
4-9, excuse me, I was reading.
Went from, sixth place?
To fourth place.
To fourth place.
Sixth place to fourth place. 25-54. We went up 5-7 to 6-3, but we actually went down a rank. We went from second to third.
Okay.
Our share went up.
Happened.
Men 18 plus, still number one, 6-9 to 7-0. Men 18 to 49, still number one, 9-2 to 9.6.
And we really do know that, radio stations around the country were affected by war coverage, and I think that's a real clear picture when you look at some of these markets, and we are really appreciative of our listeners hanging in there and, you know, taking a break from all the stuff to, deal with our nonsense.
Absolutely. Because, I mean, it's luck. When you're talking about Arbitron, you either get kissed or you get effed.
Mm-hmm.
No one really ever gets a really fair rating. You either get, it's one or the other. And me, when I'm being effed, I always say, if you're gonna F me, kiss me first. Because I like being kissed when I'm being effed.
Mm-hmm.
But with Arbitron, you either get one or the other. And, we're lucky enough. How the ratings happened, like I said, our station was down, Howard was down, Fake Newsman was down, our friends Ron and Fez were down. We happened to be lucky enough to go up, so thank you guys for listening on WJFK FM, making that happen. As we climb back from worst to first, so now it's 18th place to 6th place, up to 4th place.
Boy, and, as usual, the listeners here in Washington, D.C. are doing the heavy lifting for this show.
They sure are.
And they have for many, many years, and we do say it all the time, but I'm never going to stop saying it. It's fantastic, and we appreciate that.
Yeah,
and believe me, especially when you have a day like we had yesterday, it is very refreshing to have the opposite happen today.
And, you know, I'll just use... I use our friends Ron and Fez, who are new to the nighttime show at WJFK, as an example. It was their first full book in the nighttime shift, and it wasn't great. It was down about the same amount that we were down in Philadelphia.
Right.
I think they went from a 2-1 to a 1-3. Well, I guarantee you, nobody from this radio station today is calling up Ron or calling up Fez and saying,
right,
oh, what are we going to do?
No.
Hey, are you guys concerned? No, it's one book.
Mm-hmm.
It's one book. They're good. They got a good show.
They got a real good show, and I urge people to listen
to the numbers. The numbers are going to come back, and everybody's skewed by the book.
Yeah, and give those guys a shot, and they're going to bounce back. And you know what? I'm going to say this because I think it's important to say, I'm speaking about Ron and Fez here. You know, there were times that we had the situation that they had, and I've listened to them. I think they're naturally funny guys.
Mm-hmm.
And really, in all seriousness, I do wish that when we were starting out on a certain radio station, that somebody that was coming from a position of power had been man enough to say, hey, give these guys a shot. Never happened with us. And I think it's helpful. And I really do. And that's why I want to say, give those guys a shot.
Yeah.
You stick with them for a while. I think they grow on you, and they are very, very talented.
But everybody, we want to thank you guys, because obviously the war has made this like a weird ratings book.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, for God's sakes. Do you really believe that WMAL is the third most listened to radio station in Afternoon Drive?
You see, and no. you can mention the war, and then you mention the other thing that I think is almost more significant, luck.
Yeah.
It's just fluky. It's a little odd.
So, hold on. What, Rob? Because I got to get...
It sounds like Winter Book 1970.
I got to get to the guy in Baltimore, because I really don't understand the ratings. And rather than have me read them to you, welcome now a guy I've never met. And you are?
My name is Bill Pasha. Hello.
Hi, Bill.
Bill Pasha?
Yes,
and
ill radio gods.
And you are the Michael Hughes of Baltimore?
I am not the Michael Hughes of Baltimore. I am the Jay of Baltimore.
Oh, you're the pro. Boo.
But I'm way taller.
Well, listen, who isn't? all right, good. So explain to everybody listening to us in Baltimore on Live 105 the ratings. Because frankly, when Charlie was telling them to me, I don't follow, because we were only on Live 105 for part of the ratings book. So explain it to us.
Okay, when I started this job, they told me there'd be no math, but this is kind of hard to explain.
Rob.
Hold on, Rob.
Rob, this is the management.
Rob hates
management more than anybody else.
Rob, the guy's going to give us some good news, so shut up, please.
Okay, so here's the deal. Like, the way that it works is that there has to be 3 months.
Hold on, our listeners already understand that, the 3 month rolling average. We've already explained them to that.
So the first 2 months.
January, February, March is the period of time we're talking about, and we didn't go on Live 105 until March.
Yeah, and you were on the little AM thing before that.
Right.
So for 2 of the 3 months, you were on the little AM thing, and you guys, since coming on to Afternoons on the little AM thing, you went like from a 0.7 to a 3.2 to a 5.1. And we said, you know, that was really good, so why don't we, like we've been trying to do for 2 years but nobody would listen to us, put these guys on FM.
Correct.
So finally we put you on FM on the radio station that used to be the Urban Music radio station.
Right on.
Which had like no ratings, and it was like a 2.7 and a 2.5 and, you know, boring, boring, boring. And for 2 months, the first 2 months, it had nothing going on. And then suddenly you guys came on, and in the third month, it shot the radio station up to a 5.1.
Wow.
So now I've got the AM and the FM tied at a 5.1 in your shift.
Oh, that's good.
And it's hard to tell where, you know, I mean, because 2 months of it are our show on the AM, and 1 month is our show on the FM. Have you been able to extrapolate just the month of March?
Yeah. So, see, that's the important thing. So we looked at guys who are over 18.
That's our demo.
That's you. And the previous month, the radio station was at a 3.4, which made it a non-factor here.
Right.
And this month, it's at a 7.8. Makes you second.
Wow.
And by the way, the guys across the street who have the Screw Don and Mike t-shirts out.
Oh, those? You can name that. That's 98 Rock.
That would be those guys,
That's a station soon to come out in our stools.
Well, they're now, this month they had a 2.6.
Yeah. That's great.
The best revenge.
Right. Oh, that's sweet.
So really, the proof in the pudding here won't come out until the next ratings book, when we're on for April, May, and June.
Yes, at which point I'll just cash the check that you guys are writing me, because I'm not having to do any of this.
All right, beautiful. Thank you, Bill.
Hey,
Bill, you did a very good job.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
That's what you know, he did do a good job. You know what? That could have been really mucked up.
Yes.
And he did. He obviously prepared, and very unusual for an Infinity manager.
Well, I told Charlie when he was telling me, well, half the book was on AM or half was on FM, but they extract, you know, because everybody already knows it's a three-month rolling average.
I didn't know they were gunning for us over at the other radio station. That's right. We shouldn't talk a lot about that based on the ratings the way they are, because they'd like that. So that's what we shouldn't do.
Well, we can gloat a little bit today.
We gloat today, but, you know, that's exactly what they'd want, isn't it?
Just tell them, though, that, you know, we have the March ratings. 5.1 to 2.4.
Yeah.
Seems to me the tide is turning in Baltimore. And I guess the lesson in all of this would be for our friend, Tim Sabian.
There's that name again.
The lesson is, have a little faith.
You got to have faith.
Have a little faith. Tim.
Isn't that a song?
Yes, yeah, it was by George Michael. Right. Tim, go back to your George Michael Wham! Collection, because I know you were a DJ back then, just like I was, and get out that song on Columbia Records and give it a listen. Now, I know George Michael's, why is he like, kind of gay? He's all the way gay. But
isn't there a song about having faith in somebody that's not sung by a gay guy?
Well, that'll work for Tim, because Tim
knows that there's anything wrong with that.
Right.
And it's not that he's gay, uh-huh. It's that he's George Michael and he's gay.
Right.
But Tim will know that song, though.
He would also know Patience by Guns N' Roses. Have a little patience.
Have a little patience. That's another good one.
Mm-hmm. What about Believe? Isn't there a Believe in Me?
Do you believe in
love?
A Share.
Yeah.
He'd never listen to that. I think we just stick with the basic.
Anything by Creed?
Doesn't Huey Lewis have a Believe song or something?
Do you believe in love?
No, I don't. There's not love involved. Believe in Me, isn't it Ann Murray?
Come on.
You believed in me.
What?
You believed in me. That wouldn't be the song that Tim would sing to us because Tim doesn't believe in our show.
There's nothing we can do better other than George Michael.
Faith. Because you got to have faith. Listen to that. And don't even listen to the song, Tim. That's just the message we're giving to you. Have some effing faith in this show. It was one bad ratings book in Philadelphia. It happens. Be a pro!
Go ahead and call us now, Tim, and tell us you believe in the show.
Be a pro. Turn the other cheek. If you run the show, don't say that, Mike, because he won't call. I know what you're going to say. If you believe in the show, call up. He won't.
If you believe in the show, Tim Sabian, you should call us right now.
You know he won't.
And tell us you believe in the show.
You know he won't. But anyway, the proof is right here in Washington and Baltimore. And you can say whatever you want about, you've been on here for 18 years. Yeah. And I got news for you. When we first started in Washington and when we first started in Baltimore, it was just like it is in Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
And do I have to remind anybody about an article, and I do remember this stuff.
I know you do.
That was written about us in 1986. We'd been working together, Mike and I, for 1 year. Now, keep in mind, even BM, before Mike, I'd had number one ratings when I was playing records. But when Mike and I got together, we started doing the talk thing. And we'd been together for 1 year.
Yep.
And we had had a couple of good ratings books, and then we had one bad rating book. Headline in the Washington Post, which I still have framed on my wall at home. Don and Mike, Morning Zoo. Seltzer water that has lost its fizzle.
Mm.
Based on one ratings book.
Right. They used to love.
Based on one ratings book.
They loved like saying negative things about
it. In 1986. How many years ago was it? That was right after we got started working it. Like 16.
I'll tell you how many years ago it was. I told you I had to go down and get a passport today, and I looking for the last one I lost. I've lost two.
Mm.
And looking for the last one I lost, I found the original passport. The original passport was issued in 1985. And I will tell you how long ago it is because I looked at that photograph today.
That's the first year we started working together.
And that is it was amusing. I was showing everybody at the passport office today how long ago that really was. And if you really want to know how long it is, you just, take a gander. Take a gander at a photograph that was taken back then.
So anyway, the end of today's sermon about the ratings is, thank you, DC. Thank you. We're still climbing our way back to the top, but we certainly have come a long way from the 18th place that we were in all the way up to 4. Thank you, especially with all the stations getting the boost from the war coverage. And in Baltimore, as you heard, it's great. It's going to get nothing but better. And in Philly, well, that's a bad book. If we suck in two more books, well, then I'd say can our ass.
And
which he will do.
Well, and I'm telling you, in Philadelphia, the harsh reality of the situation is we don't have to bring the ratings up in Philadelphia. We have to kick ass in
Philadelphia. Yeah, we have to crush.
If we don't, especially
the competition.
Especially after yesterday, if we don't kick ass. And I mean, I really do believe this, even getting into the top five in Philadelphia.
Oh, we got to be number one.
Which is really doable. Mm-hmm. It would not guarantee us staying on in Philadelphia. We'd have to be number one in afternoon. In our demographic, we'd have to be number one.
Like number one in men and number one adults, 25-54. We gotta do it in the Orbitron ratings. And you guys got to do it. And we're just being honest. Because if you like the show, you got to get some people to listen. You got to spread the sense of urgency. Because this is not like some DJ stunt where we're climbing up on a billboard saying, we're not coming down until the Phillies win a game.
No, and really,
this is our career. This is our life.
And to do that, it's really ahead of schedule. I mean, it's asking for an awful lot in a shorter period of time than normally we would take to do this. And I think they can do it, But I'll tell you, it's going to be tough, and we need the support up there, and we weren't joking around. It was not a stunt when we were talking yesterday about share it with your friends, pass it, you know, word of mouth. Because really, that's the way it's going to happen.
No,
and I really hope it does up there.
We're on our last legs.
And even, Baltimore. You know, even if we do go top five.
In Philly, sorry. We're fine in Baltimore. Sorry.
If we go top five and you get into a situation where people put us in that position, it will make it more difficult for him.
To get rid of us.
But you know he will.
Yeah. Well, unless we're absolutely just over the top, mm-hmm. number one, and then there's nothing he can do about it. And then he'll probably quit. Which, you know, would be all right with me. But anyway, I wouldn't know. I haven't talked with him since, yeah. you know, we had our little counseling session yesterday.
When he was
Tony and I was Dr. Melfi.
And that is typical. That is, I just want to say that falls into a mode of behavior that is very familiar to us in this company.
Radio.
Is, you know, you and I basically spent, an hour going off and then there's no communication.
No.
Yeah, why do that?
And not that I'm looking for confrontation. I'm really not, because I already had the conversation with Tim mm-hmm. in real life before the show yesterday. But just as a postscript here, again, just to Tim, since I guess this is the way we're going to communicate now, probably what I was looking for, based on that conversation we had on the air yesterday after my conversation with you on the telephone, was, you know, maybe you call me up and either, I don't care if you're mad, or if you said, man, you know, you're hurting us by doing this, or why are you doing this? But to just let it go on, it's like, you know, I mean, Tim, think about your legacy as a program director. I'm just worried about your legacy as a great program director. The fact that one of your DJs was calling you out yesterday and saying you have no faith in this show. I'm worried about your legacy, Tim. I'm not worried about us. We have, as you well know, the 5-year guaranteed contract. I'm worried about your legacy, Tim.
I'm not surprised he didn't call you, and I'm not disappointed he didn't call you. I think it would have been interesting if he did call you, but he would not call you because that is not a Stevensian way of dealing with of dealing with things.
And Benito?
In the Stevensian method,
Well, you avoid at all costs.
You avoid totally, and if a mistake is made, and, you know, God forbid, some of your performers decide to rave out on their vehicle, you know, you're not going to contact.
And the medical profession, this is known as the OM, the ostrich maneuver. you bury your head. You just, something happens, you bury your head. And you, I didn't hear it.
Right.
Or they talk, I didn't hear it. I'm going to fire them in September anyway. I didn't hear it.
Look at the textbook, Managerial and Organizational Behavior, under the chapter marked the Stevensian Method.
Oh. Anyway, that's the end of today's ratings lecture. Thank you, D.C., WJFK FM. Thank you, Baltimore, Live 105.
Way to go.
Philly, WYSB. We got some work to do.
Got some work, but thanks to the people, the proud 2.3, the legacy.
And we got a short amount of time to climb a big goddamn hill.
And we're taking it personally in Philadelphia. I mean, it would be really, really just ducky for that to turn around.
It sure would.
We love you. Help us out.
It sure would. Yeah. And I do believe sometimes that things work out because mm-hmm. that whole thing with the skateboarding guys worked out. And
well, yeah.
And you know, I was talking about it with somebody today and saying about a year ago, we were both ready to walk based mm-hmm. on just all the crap that was going on. And then all of a sudden, out of the blue, like God was paying attention, everything fell into place.
And as you said,
happened
today.
In his house.
You know, with these ratings here in Washington, D.C., we have to, you're looking backwards, and it's all a moot point now, but as you were saying today, thank you, Washington, because even if we still were unhappy, you would have made it a hell of a lot easier to walk across the street.
Yeah. I said that to Mike today. I said, you know, we shouldn't have signed the contract.
I know.
We could have got a lot more out of him now. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it's like the pitcher that's you know, decides he's going to sign before his contract is up at the end of the season.
And then he wins 20 games.
He wins 20 games.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike, clown porn aficionados.
Howdy. Oh, we got a break. Man, we got a break, and we'll keep the show on schedule today. What can we do for you?
Hey, this is Aaron in Seattle, and I'm just wondering if you guys have the ratings book for the KCBZ to Seattle thing.
Now that, you know, they come out in order of market size, and Seattle's like market number 15. That won't be till next week.
Oh, well.
But as soon as they come out, we'll let you know.
Okay, cool.
Although, generally speaking, that Seattle station is another one that goes on that no communication thing, unless they get pissed at us about something.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only time we ever hear from them is when they're mad at us.
Right.
When we make fun of Tom Likas.
I got a good feeling about Seattle, though.
So do I. Mm-hmm. So do I. Even with the war and everything. So listen, thank you for the Arbitron ratings. We do appreciate it. Rather than get everybody in the contest here, we want to take some phone calls. I do want to talk about 24. I've got to talk with you about some station business. Let's do a break, take some calls, and we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, this is Homer Simpson saying howdy to all the girls out there in Radio Land.
You want a Mac?
Power 95, Maze Patrol lines open for your convenience at 381-1420. In 3 years, she's gone from like a virgin to a pistol-waving mama. The lady has the moves, and I got the motion, and together we'll be causing such a commotion that the authorities will love to run us out of town. Madonna from Power 95. Power 95 with the Maze. Hi, who is this?
I shouldn't tell you.
Why? Do I know you?
Yes, you do.
Have I seen you before?
Oh, yes. Many times.
Many times?
Many times.
I don't recognize the voice. Okay, is this Marianne?
Oh.
Have I had fun with you within the past 2 months?
Yes.
Okay, that cuts it down to 1,000. Are you Michelle?
No.
Are you Katie?
No.
Are you Annette?
Yes.
What are you doing?
Oh, I'm waiting for you.
Because of you, I'll be right over.
What are you, f***ing retarded?
Power 95 with the Maze getting ready to step out in style. Got my clean shirt on, knee shoes, silk suit, black tie, my diamond ring is on, grab my top hat and coat and my white gloves. Ladies come running as fast as they can, cause they're crazy about a tough-dressed man. ZZ Top and High Class from Power 95. Power 95, Kalamazoo weather. I know spring is just a couple of weeks away, but it's still going to be a tad cool driving around town with your top down tonight under clear skies, low 25. For Friday, halfway decent, mixed clouds with a high 50. Right now, 45 downtown, 41 at the airport, and 42 at Power 95.
You're a goddamn genius!
The Don and Mike Show.
Hi, we would like to become a radio and a desk jockey.
Shake a hand. Have a word with Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
The Maze. Someday we'll listen to the whole tape. We got like 5 minutes more of that guy.
Maze patrol lines are open.
My favorite part is the weather. Get out, put down the top on your convertible tonight. Low 25.
42 at the airport.
I think there's an airport in Kalamazoo.
Right, exactly. But it sounds cool to say the airport.
Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
What's up, Don? What's up, Mike?
Hi.
I just would like to tell Tim Sabian happy Secretary's Day.
Is today Secretary's Day?
Oh, yes, and I think he deserves a great prize from you guys. Like a big kiss on the butt or something.
Secretary's Day. I had no idea it was Secretary's Day.
Actually, isn't it? Nowadays they're called Executive Assistant Day.
Is that what it's called?
I call it Secretary Day.
Yeah. Secretary's Day. That's right. Sex up your secretary.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Dad.
Is this the How You Doing Guy?
Hey, Dad.
Is this the original How You Doing Guy?
No, no, it's not.
How you doing? How you doing?
No, it's the right Mike. It's not.
Hey. Imposter.
Not the original How You Doing Guy. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Radio gods.
Howdy.
I don't understand. I'm listening here off of YSP. I'm right outside in Jersey.
Good, thank you. We're still on. That was one important fact we wanted to know today.
We wanted to double check because
we're still on.
We thought they might,
pull. I cannot understand what competition you have. There is no one out here.
Well, listen, there are in Philadelphia, just like in all the markets we're in. First off, there is, with the war... I'm not using that as an excuse, but it's a fact there's a war. And also, just since 9/11, all the news stations are doing better. So
right.
KYW...
There's a war, not anymore.
But KYW's kicking ass.
Yeah.
They have been like news stations are across America. KYW's come out of nowhere to be the number one station in Philly.
There's a war, not anymore. Time to ask, what was it for?
And Philly, like D.C., is Chocolate City. So you got a lot of stations like WDAS... you know, that are coming up because of the heavy urban composition of the city. Mm-hmm. And then you've got, you know, Big B Station.
Big B?
WIP.
Big
so, yeah, we, I mean, we, and I don't mind talking about the other stations.
Big B, you better get down here right away, Big B. There'll be hell to pay, Big B.
I think there's a lot more competition in Philadelphia than there is, for instance, in Baltimore. Mm-hmm. In Baltimore, frankly, I'm surprised that we're not number one already because there's nothing to listen to in Baltimore. Jesus H. Christ. I mean, really?
Christ.
Christ, you know it ain't easy. But absolutely. Listen, if you're listening in Philly, good. You're part of our legacy. Thank you.
We all are.
Thank you, my friend.
Thank you very
much.
You're
welcome.
Part of the legacy.
Jesus
Hello.
Christ.
Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
Hey, we're doing great.
Hey, I'm calling from Baltimore. I just want to congratulate you on the great ratings.
No, we want to thank the good people of Baltimore. You know, they've only waited 12 years to hear us on FM.
And live,
yeah,
105.
Yeah, when I found out you guys went on FM, I was so happy because you'd be able to hear you clearly.
It is great to be on FM.
Get a better phone, please. And you know what else is great about the Live 105 thing in Baltimore?
Right.
And the guy that called to give us the ratings from Baltimore mentioned that he's the Jay Stevens of Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
Jay Stevens is another one of these dickhead program directors that we deal with all the time, and he's the group program director for the Washington stations.
Right.
Anyway, he had been put in charge of that station in Baltimore, added responsibility.
Right.
When they flipped it, because it used to be oldies, and then he made it hip hop because that's his specialty, is hip hop.
Right.
And I find a bit of a bittersweet ironicness in it, the fact that...
Bittersweet irony?
Yeah, that, you know, Jay flipped the station to hip-hop, and the station, you know, burned and crashed. And then they ended up putting all talk on, you know. Kind of funny how things work out.
Kind of interesting as we continue to expand our circle of friends.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I just want to let you know that I'm 50 miles north of Philadelphia in Allentown, Pennsylvania, and we listen to you every day.
Thank you, my friend.
Well, they're listening there in Allentown.
Thank you.
Oh, yes, you are.
They're in Allentown. Although a lot of times, maybe it'll be with these guys that we're feuding with now, guys like Lil J and Tim and the guy in the program director in Sacramento who's always been a pain in our ass. Maybe, although, you know, radio's changed. I can't say that it's going to be like it was with Big B, because this guy Tom Big B, I'm the guy I mentioned, he was the program director of WIP in Philadelphia, which is, and I don't mind saying this, a goddamn good radio station. They are good competition.
Mm-hmm.
That is a good station. It will be a pleasure to beat Tom Big B. It'll be hard, but because WIP is a goddamn good station. And I'm on speaking terms with Big B now, and actually wouldn't call him a friend, I would call him an acquaintance, but he's the guy that I worked for at KFI in Los Angeles back in 1981, who was, up to that moment, and even as I look back in the history of all the program directors I've worked for, the biggest a-hole ever. He was, I mean, this was a guy who would live... But yeah, but before the advent of cell phones, this guy would sit at home 24 hours a day and listen to the radio station and hotline you, call you on the phone in between every break.
Wow.
Like, you'd play a record, and you'd see the big red light go on, and you'd pick up the phone and be Big B. And they'd say, you didn't end that break by saying KFI. And, and you go, okay, I'll try to do better. And then you hang up, and then you do the, you know, now you're already demoralized.
Yeah.
And then you do the next break, and as soon as you got done talking, the red light would go on again, and it was him calling to yell at you again.
Like, would he do consecutive breaks in a row?
One time, and this is back before I was bold enough to actually talk about the PDs on the air, he called me on a Saturday afternoon.
Yeah.
Every single song, he was so mad at me, he called me in between every song.
Wow. Wow.
And,
how the hell could you go on?
Well, after a while, I just picked up the phone and I said, hi. And it was always very confrontational. I would go, hi. He'd go, do you like your job? And I said, yeah. Then read the card.
Wow.
That's all I'm telling you. Read the effing card. No ad libbing. Click.
Wow.
And I'd go, okay. And he would bust my balls about little stuff like this. This was when... Eye of the Tiger was out,
right.
You know, that Rocky song, And I would always, of course, he hated the fact it was like 38 seconds. I would take all 38 seconds.
Right.
I would never leave 1 second.
Of course.
And I would end it by saying, KFI of the Tiger.
Ah.
Hotline to ring.
You hated that?
What are you doing? My show? What did you just say? KFI? No, you didn't.
Did you know him, Buzz?
No, I don't.
Say yes, yes.
I feel I do now.
Say yes, I would say yes, I did say KFI. No, you didn't. The last two words out of your mouth were the Tiger. I'd say what? He'd say, you said KFI of the Tiger. How are people going to remember KFI when you say KFI of the Tiger?
Wow.
I go, okay, hang on. And then there was all kinds.
So he was not encouraging creativity.
No, and he was also a big one, but he would change it all the time. It was, for a week, it was music radio KFI. Then it would be 64 KFI. Then it was KFI 64. And sometimes.
A little antsy, was he?
Yeah, and sometimes, you know. You're in there, you tape and phone bits and whatever, and you put a record on it, and he would change the slogan so much, you'd forget. You just go on here and you go, 64 KFI, 3 o'clock in Los Angeles. You get done, you put your headphones on, the phone ring, you go, what did I do? And he'd go, did you just say 64 KFI? You go, yeah. Look at the sign in front of you, stupid. You got a giant sign that says Music Radio KFI. So he was always changing the slogan.
He'd change it like from one shift to the next.
Yeah, well, I mean, it would change weekly. Anyway, my point here is that at the time, I had never hated a program director as much as I hated Tom Bigby.
Right.
I truly hated him with every fiber of my soul, but now that I'm not working for him anymore, it's actually funny.
Right.
When I see him at a convention or when I saw him up in New York, I get along with the guy fine.
Mm-hmm.
Like I say, hey, how you doing? I think his station sounds great. I feel awful for the guys who are working for him at WIP because I've heard that his style has not changed.
Oh, he's doing the same crap.
Yeah, he's a hotliner.
Mm-hmm.
And now that there are cell phones, my God, he just doesn't have to park his big fat ass in the Barco Lounge here.
He's a part of the big man's club, isn't he?
He is, and
did we see him roaming the hallways up at WNEW?
We did. He was one of the of the consultants they brought in to try to fix that station at one point, and
right.
I think he came in and said something like, "The station sucks," and they said, "Okay, thanks for your input, Tom."
And that was it.
And then that was it. So, yeah, we have competition in Philly, and maybe who knows? Maybe 20 years from now, we'll look back and we'll see Tim somewhere. You know, you and I will be at our resort homes wherever we are, and we'll be driving down the road. Hopefully, you know, we'll still be buddies. We'll go out and play golf, and we'll see a homeless guy on the side of the road, and we'll stop and go, hey, Tim! Hey, it's Tim Sabian! And, you know, we won't hate him.
No. I don't hate Tim.
No. Nor do I.
I really don't hate Tim.
No.
I got mad, and I think that there are close similarities to people I do hate, but I don't hate him.
No. Nor do I. And I was friends with him when I worked in Chicago.
Me too.
It was really, really good. He was a good guy back then, before he was my boss. Hello, Don and Mike.
That changes things.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Okay.
Radio God. Hey, you guys rock. That's for Tim, okay?
Listen, we've stopped saying that. If you want to mention Philadelphia, just say, I'm proud to be part of the legacy.
Okay. Also, the legacy, is that sort of like Ken Dorfman?
No, you know, no. Legacy is a
play along. Don't ask questions.
Yeah, come on. Now you throw the legacy in there. That's somebody who was trying to get into a fraternity because their brother was in a fraternity.
They're pledging. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Founder was a legacy, incidentally.
Hey, how you guys doing? I'm calling from Baltimore, hon. How you doing?
Hi, we're doing great, thanks.
Mike, I wanted to answer your question real quick.
Right on.
Do you feel any lighter than yesterday?
No, I actually weighed myself today, and I'm heavier.
Oh, man.
No, that happens, though. I went on a diet. I started my diet yesterday. Exercised last night.
Don't happen overnight.
And, no, I always, whenever I, it always happens when I'm starting, especially when I'm doing any kind of weightlifting.
I know you did. Did you watch 24 last night?
Yes, I did.
Would you like a plate? Would you
no,
like a plate for
I'm
that,
fine.
Buzz?
No, I'm fine. You thank sure? you. Yes, yes, I did watch.
24 last night. I tell you, I can't win with this show with my wife. That either. It's one of those,
no, you know, it sucked last.
It was 24, 2 weeks ago was the great one where Jack Bauer is getting tortured.
And you were so right. You were dead on about that.
And I loved it. And she watched it and she said, it's just so unbelievable that all these things would happen. Why do you like the show? Well, last night again, and I'll give my wife credit. She comes into the cave, 9 o'clock. She says, I'm ready to watch 24. And we both sit in the same love seat together. And I got my arm around her. And it shows on for about 15 minutes.
Right.
And she just says to me, she turns and says, when does this get good?
Ooh.
And I said, well, it's a slow episode.
It was a terribly slow
episode. It's a filler episode. And, you know, she sits there, bless her, because I won't sit through her shows. Mm-hmm. Like when she says, will you watch Just Shoot Me? I'd say I'd rather you shoot me than really watch that show.
It just, in a horrible ending, you know.
Well, it should really be 18. And it should be like 18 hours instead of 24 hours.
But when they get it all revved up like they did with Jack Bauer being tortured and all that, and then they just take that little burp before they go on with the plot, and I don't watch previews of coming attractions.
Nor do I.
Because it really does ruin the show, and it just, it ended so flat, and they've been dragging this thing out with the, you know, hiding the lady in the closet, and the coup is boring.
I agree, but it's going to come to the conclusion again. How many left, Buzz? Five?
I think we're down to three or four at this point.
It was so unbelievable.
Yeah. Then they're going to have to. But, Mike, you have to suspend disbelief when you watch 24.
Bringing the Secret Service agent in, what do you think?
I don't know, sir.
How long have you been on the job?
Since the Reagan administration.
Second Reagan term out.
I would follow your instincts, sir.
I know it's goofy, but I still like it.
It still
is the best hour of...
You know what I hated?
Except for like CSI, it's my favorite show.
Here's the part I hated the most. This, and I hate it with the lady on the stretcher trying to tell him and pointing at the evil guy who happens to be right in back of the president, and then he holds her hand. It's going to be all right.
Oh, I didn't mind that.
I just wanted to get... The thing I like about 24 is you get payoffs all the time.
Don, Mike, hello?
Hey, guys. Hey. Last night was a great episode. What are you talking... Jack Bauer kills four guys in cold blood. He says, I'm going to kill you. You're going to die anyway, slow or quick. You know, that was great.
Hold on, sir. Let me stop you for a second, please. It happens every week on 24. People get killed every week on 24.
But if he killed him cold blood, looked in the eye because they just tortured him.
Well,
He got the name first.
He didn't kill the guy in cold blood. The guy was going to die anyway.
Because the other guy had stabbed him.
He was actually taking him out of his misery because he was going to die because of that drug they put
in. And he said, you can go slower, go fast. What's the name? And the guy said, Peter Kleiner. And then as soon as he said the name of the sales manager at WYSB, boom.
Yeah, I was surprised.
Jack Bauer shot him. Listen, I think you're misunderstanding us. We are fans of the show.
Oh, I love this show.
We're fans.
I just compared the previous week's episode to last night, and last night was just a little too... It was frantic without anything happening.
Well, you know what I like, though? The squirming of that Jewish guy, the presidential advisor. He knows the big black president's about to come down on him. And
Jewish, hold on.
Hold on here. We got Jewish guy, and then the big black president.
Hold on.
Yeah. And I'll tell you, there's a guy in here that's about wetting his pants with joy.
So how do you know that Mike, the advisor, is a Jew?
Oh, come on. He's like so Jewish. It's obvious. He got the glasses.
I do not think it's obvious at all.
How is it obvious he's a Jew?
It just works better, I think, if he's a Jew.
And this guy's
a black president.
God. The big black president.
You know.
Okay, see you later.
Take care. See you at the meeting.
Bye-bye.
He enjoys the killing.
You know, who would have thought at the beginning of that call that was a Klansman? I know you liked it, Rob.
The Jewish advisor and the big black president. Wow. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike, my brothers, how are you?
Hi, we're doing great.
Good. Hey, have you guys seen a trailer for the new Matrix yet?
Yes, looks fantastic.
Does it look fantastic?
Can't wait for it.
I know you guys are movie buffs, so I don't know anything about 24 except the president is a good man. That's some funny stuff you do when you say that. Right?
What?
I don't know. I don't know what he's
doing. What's happened with the last two calls?
But I am looking forward to The Matrix, and I was reading something with those dudes that made The Matrix, where they were talking about how after they made The Matrix, of course, every movie that's been made since uses the same special effects with the bullets in slow motion and then people jumping up and climbing on the ceiling.
What happened?
Oh, you saw that movie. You saw
yeah,
A Mighty Wind?
You dialed it in. Mighty Wind. But, you know, in general, you know, as a whole,
but it had spots.
Oh, and Fred Willard.
What happened?
I You could take that whole movie and you have the little vignette occasionally, but without Fred Willard, wow, that would be on the trash heap. Mm.
But I'm watching the ad for The Matrix before I see A Mighty Wind, and I'm reading about it, and the guys who make The Matrix said, we did special effects in The Matrix Reloaded and in the third Matrix that'll come out in November that will never be able to be copied by any other movie makers because it took us so much time to do these special effects that the movie companies, there's just no way.
Mm.
That's why I'm looking forward to The Matrix.
Well, the original Matrix actually set the bar
set
for...
Set standard.
Yeah. I mean, you see it on every commercial now and everything that's done.
And the guys who made The Matrix are pissed off that everybody else has ripped off their idea of how to do it.
Good.
So they were saying, and there's a lot of stuff that what I was reading, they were saying, even what you're seeing in the trailers, that doesn't come close to the stuff that's going to be in The Matrix Reloaded and in the third Matrix, which is already done.
Right. That's
so
cool.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. I like the part where Keanu is jumping on the, or maybe it's Neo, is or what's his name? The big black president.
Lawrence Fishburne?
Yes. Where he's jumping on the hoods of cars.
Right.
He's going through traffic.
And he crushes one.
Yeah, oh, that looks great. God damn, does that look great. That big black president. And that Jew, Keanu Reeves.
You never know. And, you know, the conversation started out so normally.
Yeah. Let's clear the lines. Let's try to give away the money. Jackpot at 750. $750 right now. Secret sound. Be like humans. Dial the phone with your fingers.
Human.
At 877-365-3636. We'll take the 100th caller right now.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Now, I want everybody together to go ahead and say, penis, 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 vagina, vagina, vagina. Come on, y'all, say it.
Penis, 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 vagina, vagina, vagina.
Well, good, great.
The Don and Mike Show.
God damn it. The Don and Mike Show.
Oh, yes. We're going to drop the jackpot here.
Oh.
I'm going to give you another fantastic clue that is really going to help you win the jackpot, which is now $500. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I'm caller 100.
Yes, you are, my friend. And,
oh, hey.
What's your name?
This is Billy from Ocean City. Listen to 96 Rock.
96 Rock, Ocean City. Great affiliate. God damn it, I love Ocean City, Maryland.
I know you do, and it's getting to be that season.
Yeah. I truly do. You have about a three-hour drive, but I think you're going to like it. I'm going to give you tickets to both Santana and Peter Gabriel.
All right.
They're not together. Two separate shows. Santana is June 14th. Pete Gabriel, June 22, Nissan Pavilion tickets on sale at Ticketmaster and NissanPavilion.com. Now, we'll play you the sound, which is a common, everyday sound. Jackpot is down to $500 because get ready for just an elephant-sized clue.
Here we go.
Okay. Your previous clue was yellow. Here's your other clue. Yeah, it was yellow.
Mm-hmm.
Here's your new clue. 16.
Ooh.
16. Those are the clues. Eventually, you know, you're going to say, you drew me a road map.
Mm-hmm.
You drew me a road map.
Yellow and 16.
Yellow and 16.
Oh, no.
Not my penis. Because I've taken the pills. Please don't answer till Mike sings like...
R. Kelly.
Oh, speaking of yellow penises.
There you go.
And we wish you a God. No, he's big and black, though, like the president.
Well, he's not Jewish.
Right.
Caller, name this sound.
Are you sure?
He does awful things with people. With little chillins. R. Kelly. Again, here's the sound. There it is. Your clues. Yellow. And six.
Sipping on coke and rum. I'm like, so what? I'm drunk. It's the freaking weekend, baby. I'm about to have you some fun.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you. For 500 bucks. What is that sound?
You messed me up with that new clue. I was going to say breaking a banana off a bunch of bananas.
Breaking a banana off a bunch of bananas.
Oh, no. We're sorry.
No, thank you, though, and don't forget, every guess is a clue
for you.
A clue for Yi.
Didn't someone guess banana last week and get laughed at?
Yes. Yeah, but he was more, at least, well, let me hear the sound again.
Oh, here it is.
Oh, you put it away?
Well, here it is.
You know, I guess it's a reach, but...
Yes, breaking something off the metal banana tree.
My magic metallic banana.
For the hard plastic banana tree.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Metal banana.
Hello.
Hello?
Yeah, you're on the air. Hi.
Hi, yes, I'm Todd from Rochester, New York.
Todd.
Hi, Todd.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're doing great.
This doesn't sound like Don and Mike.
Oh, God.
Todd,
how long have you ever called the show before?
No, I haven't.
Were you excited about calling the show?
I was.
Did you wait a little bit before you decided to call?
Oh, my God.
You better have something important to say now.
I missed the show where you guys interviewed Steve Ageri from Journey. Did you guys do that?
Jesus Christ.
That was the guy we had on the show like 3 years ago.
Okay, I heard it was... Well, they must have played a repeat then, up here in Rochester.
Probably. We were on vacation about 3 weeks ago, and the point of the call now that the spotlight is on you...
Are you talking about Russ Valerie?
I think so. Being now as the spotlight is on you and the entire town of Rochester, New York, and you're the sole representative of Rochester?
Yeah, I just wanted to know what you guys thought about the new lead singer of Journey, Steve Ageri, versus Steve Perry, the old singer of Journey.
Okay, here's what I want you to do. Grab onto your nuts...
Oh.
Right now.
Are you grabbing them?
No.
Put your hand down there.
No, I'm not going to do that.
No, come on. Play along.
Okay.
Put your hand down there.
All right.
Your hand down there?
No, it's not.
No, come on.
No, guys, I'm not going to do that. I just wanted to know your opinion.
Squeeze. Squeeze until blood comes out. Squeeze until you're sitting in a puddle of blood.
The other question
I had... You are such a bad caller.
Horrible.
I want you to... I was trying to be humane. Forget that. I wanted you to castrate yourself.
Right.
Listen, the other question I had...
Exactly, rip off as opposed to cut off.
Yeah. Perhaps the thought of your incredible kung fu grip, you could rip those babies right off.
The other question I had, guys, was...
Listen to him. Listen to him.
Now, let me ask you a question first. Before you ask your second question.
Okay.
Do you think you deserve a second question?
Well, no, you guys just pretty... No, you guys did it right there.
And I have a follow-up to your question.
I don't deserve a second
question. Is your second question as good as your first question?
I think so.
Because really, would you not agree that your first question was somewhat of an unmitigated disaster?
Yeah.
Okay, and you think you can up the ante a little bit on the second question? You can improve it?
I hope so.
Right now, this call is like an abortion.
Okay.
What do you mean, okay?
Okay.
Okay what?
May I please ask the second question?
All right. Well, since he was nice about it.
What is the second question?
What is the official website of Don and Mike? Because I couldn't find it.
Okay, I'd be glad to give it to you. Now it's in code. It's like a bunch of different small words.
Okay.
SCA... TLOV.
Are you writing this down so we don't have to repeat it?
Right. I am.
ER. S.com.
Why are you laughing?
That was a great call.
There was. He gave.
That has to be.
Nothing.
That has to be.
He gave. Nothing.
He not only gave nothing, he took.
He took without giving.
Yes.
Not allowed.
He was
like Mandy. You came and you gave without taking.
No, Mandy did the right thing.
Yeah. But I sent you away. You're right. Oh, man.
He came and he took without giving.
Right.
God. Bastard. He's actually there writing down SCA TLOVER. Oh. Scatlovers.com.
One phone call, and he's moved an entire city closer to another city's title, as far as I'm concerned.
And let me just tell all of you people right now on hold from Rochester, you are not helping your cause by calling in to say he doesn't represent everybody from Rochester.
Don't do that.
Even though I said the spotlight was on him.
The people that are calling to do this are going to, perhaps, in one day, move Rochester ahead of the all-time favorite, Sacramento.
Layla.
Dan.
Don,
That was a bad call. What are we going to do?
All right. You...
What are we going to do?
Are you from Rochester?
Yes, I am. He does not represent us.
Oh, there it is.
You spoiled it.
He couldn't help himself.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, please, please don't let this guy be our national representative.
You're
hurting yourself.
Really?
Wait, no, phrase differently. You'd get everybody, if it was Sacramento, everybody would be saying the exact same thing.
Hello, Don and Mike show. You can't keep doing this, Rochester. Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, there is no way that that guy represents us.
Oh, God.
No way. There's going to be no such thing as the Rochester dance. No way.
You know what? Rochester, I'm sorry. I love you. I can't get mad at Rochester. I can't. I like the way they're defending him.
Yeah.
I mean, defending the city.
Just wait.
There's no way this could be the Rochester dance.
That was a good call.
Just give it some time.
Okay.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
This is Mandy from Rochester, okay? And I can tell you guys this right now. I represent myself, man, and I love you guys more than anything.
See?
All right.
That wasn't okay. It wouldn't happen.
Okay. All right. Maybe
it wouldn't happen in a certain area of Northern California.
Maybe Rochester is not like Sacramento.
Rob's giving me the thumbs up.
Hello. Got it, Mike. Okay. Rochester, you're okay.
Yeah, I want to say one thing about Rochester.
Yeah.
I'm moving there in about a month or two, and I honestly hope this person never attempts to pick up a phone and call you guys again.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, my friend. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
Hi, this is Chris from Sacramento. I just want to say Rochester is worse than Sacramento.
Wrong!
They need to be...
You are wrong!
No, I'm right.
No!
I'm right.
I don't listen. Yeah. Wrong, because...
Please.
Wrong! Wrong!
Wrong!
On this show.
What did you say?
No, okay.
Out of curiosity.
Sacramento does suck.
Shut up!
Hold on.
Shut up!
Hold on, please.
What happened?
What happened? You know, Mike, you and I are the only guys that saw that movie.
I know.
The Mighty Wind.
Yeah, and probably justifiably so. Where did you say you were calling from?
Unfortunately, Sacramento.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry I interrupted you.
But I live just outside of Sacramento.
That's giving Mike and Rob the chance to do the Sacramento
thing. And you know, this guy has solved his own problem, but he's too stupid to see it. Why do you say, unfortunately, you're from Sacramento, and yet
because
you live
there? Because I am saying Sacramento does suck.
Well, then get out! You're too stupid to make yourself happy!
As Mike is simulating a sax act, and Rob is pointing at his ass and dancing, let me be the voice of Santa say, I like Sacramento.
Sacramento.
I like, and you're going there with me, boy.
I know. I can't wait to see the good people.
And you know what? I think you ought to ramp that up before you go out there.
Yeah.
You ought to mention
you'd
everybody.
You'd like that, wouldn't you?
Yes, I would. I'm behind you on
Northern
that one.
California had its first lynching in 17 years.
You are going with me, boy.
You are both going to be. You're going to be on the plane to Sacramento.
But hello. This guy is too stupid. He says he doesn't want to be there. Doesn't get it.
He's going. Let it go.
I'll never let it go.
Let's go. Great city. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, I'm a proud American, and I just wanted to say that caller doesn't represent all of America.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don.
Dan, Mike, hi.
Hey, good morning. Well, afternoon.
Whoa.
You know what? Have you guys ever seen that Bugs Bunny cartoon with the big giant on? It says, can't fool me, because I'm a moron.
Where are you calling from?
Outside of York, Pennsylvania.
We got a new contender right now. A new city right now.
Why is that?
Yeah, why is that, Don?
I just got a vibe about you. I just got a feeling about you.
Why are you bringing...
No.
Why are you,
buddy, I listen to you guys every day. For years.
Thank why are you bringing up a Bugs Bunny cartoon?
Because that's what that guy from Rochester reminded me of.
That's what you remind me of.
Well, thank you. I appreciate the compliment.
You put York on the map.
Well, you guys ought to do something. You were yelling here a while back before you went on vacation about them when you were still on the AM station down in Baltimore about finding a piece of corn they'd break away for a news story. These guys down here break away for a high school basketball game.
Why don't you speak English?
What are you talking about?
I am.
What are you talking about corn for?
No, you guys, Don had made the comment, this was a while back, the AM station you were on in Baltimore.
You're speaking
Breakaway.
In some sort of rural,
yes,
southern Amish paint chip hybrid dialect.
The AM station in Baltimore.
Exactly.
Hold on. What I said was they would break away for, oh, I now understand what you're saying. If there was a piece of corn in the stool of Ravens coach Brian Billick. Is that what
exactly.
you're saying?
Exactly.
Oh, that's what, thank you for translating. Don, you speak York.
I'm a Yorkanian.
I don't think
the York station does the same thing to you. They broke away the day you and Rita were having a fight. They broke away for a damn high school basketball game.
Everything changes now. You're drunk.
No, I'm not. I'm driving a truck.
You're
a drunk driver.
Exactly.
No, I'm just fixing to get off of work.
Fixing to
get then I'll get drunk.
That's fantastic. Where are you going after work?
Home.
You know, there is such a stereotype that dumb white trash lives south of the Mason-Dixon line.
Right.
Not all of us.
There's a large part of America that thinks you got to go to Georgia or Alabama or South Carolina to find that type of individual. But I'm telling you, they're in the Quaker state.
He demonstrated self-awareness at the end.
Yeah.
And now it's happening. Matt from York, Pennsylvania.
Hey, I just wanted to call and say that guy does represent York.
Great.
Okay, all right, you got me. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Howdy.
Calling from Sacramento, do a little gloating, and just say all those other cities are a bunch of little faggots with the art.
When did this turn into a real war of cities that we're on?
Oh, hello, Don like and Mike show.
Don, Mike, radio god.
Hi.
Hey, I just want to let you guys know, I'm calling from the real Northern California, up here in Redding, California, which is about 160 miles north of Sacramento.
Yeah.
And that guy is right. That Sacramento does suck. That's why I just kept going until I found the real country up here. But I just want to let you guys know, I am short-time listener, and I really enjoy your program. I listen through the static, through you name it, every telephone pole. But I just want you guys to know, you guys do a great job.
Right.
Very nice. I like Sacramento.
I know you
might
do.
Be the only one on the show where Buzz likes
it. I like Sacramento.
I like Sacramento.
Nice.
I like
he would have been okay if he didn't drive through it.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike. Another call from York, Pennsylvania.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I just want to let you know, I have more intelligence than the other two combined.
Right.
And the station 1350 WOYK in York, the show that precedes you right now is cut short an hour in order to get you guys on.
Yeah.
And I heard yesterday, and I called Joe.
What?
I called Joe yesterday to inform him of this, that apparently they're going to extend, we're going to get the last hour of the show that's on before you.
What?
I don't know if we're losing you all together or not.
What?
We're having a hard time making that out. Can you repeat that?
Are you on a cell phone?
Yes, I am.
Okay, what?
Right.
What's happening is I heard for the first time yesterday.
Hey, sir?
Yes, I'm here.
Will you put your hand on your nuts?
No.
Please?
Nobody wants to play that.
Nobody wants to play.
All you're asking is some listener to just actually pull their testicles off.
Their balls off. Hello, Don and Mike. Hello?
Hello?
You're on the air.
Hi, this is Heather. Is this Don and Mike?
Hi, Heather.
Hi, who's this?
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Shelton, Washington.
Yes, honey. We're the guys you're calling. You're on the air. Hello.
Hey, guys. I've been trying to get through to you guys for a long time. I just wanted to say we got a few listeners here that really love you guys.
Hey, well, no better compliment. We got a few listeners here that love you guys. Well, Bill O'Reilly, what do you think of this young lady?
See?
Mr. Hand, what do you say?
See?
Well, we're in agreement.
Hey, it's a lady.
But now, how about both of you guys together? What do you think of her?
See?
Well, they both... All right, bye, honey.
Thank you for the call.
Bye, Don. Thanks. Bye, Don.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, you got your little personal greeting in.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Last call.
That was Heather.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
I don't know about those other cities, but I'm from Baltimore. You there?
Yeah.
And I was just curious, I mean, can I get that official Dynamite website again?
Oh, come on. Don't make us go down on Baltimore today. Don't make us trash Baltimore today.
No, we can't do that. Baltimore has rewarded
today.
Us, and we're psyched.
Don and Mike, hello.
Hello. I'm calling.
Yeah, you're on the air. Hello.
Yeah, you are calling. That's accurate.
And we're answering.
And that
is it me?
Our favorite question.
Where are you calling from?
A POS Ford Focus.
No, what city, honey?
Dover, but I'm listening to you from the Baltimore station. And for the first time, I don't care if you get fired in from WYSP.
Why?
Because I can still hear you. You've been fired from every station in Washington, from Ocean City.
Uh-huh.
And you always had to listen to on that piece of crap, 1300 AM. I don't have to do that no more. So they can fire you.
Thank you.
I don't care.
You don't know, thank you.
Thank you very much. And how long have we been on our current station in Ocean City? We've been on a good long time. A
couple of years.
Like 9 years. You started out in Ocean City like 9 years ago.
Honey?
Yes?
Are you smart?
Sometimes.
I think you're smart all the time.
Always.
I love you. I'd like to leave my wife for you. Really. There's something about, you know, even without seeing you, ABM, and I'm not talking about a bowel movement, I'm talking about
a beautiful mind.
Mm-hmm. A beautiful mind.
Mm-hmm. Are you a Delawarean?
No, I'm originally from Baltimore.
But I mean, where do you live now?
Where do I live now? Now I live in Maryland.
Honey?
What?
Dance with me. I want to be your partner. I can't. I'm white and I have no rhythm. You're not going to get it out with her.
It's not going to happen.
Dance with me. I want to be your partner. Can't you see?
I thought your wife was still the one.
She's still the one that can scratch my itch.
Right.
All right.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Goodbye.
See?
Right.
See?
Yes. And
Did she hang up yet? Have you gone yet, us?
She's gone. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
It's a good segment.
Listen, my friend. I am a supporter of the gay community. I wore a red ribbon to the Emmys. I have been to several Elton John concerts.
What does that mean?
Elton John is a gay.
The Don and Mike Show.
Saying Don and Mike are a gay.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
I've had it up to here with the likes of you people.
Where an uninformed listener is our best customer. The Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, hello.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, how are you guys?
We're doing great.
I have a question, but I'd like to qualify it first before you guys think this is another unmitigated disaster and tear me apart.
All right, let me get my tapes ready. Hold on. Let me just make sure they're queued up.
See?
Okay, and...
See?
All right, go ahead.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Well, I just wanted to qualify by saying you guys have had a couple... The BJ Queen...
Hey, it's a lady.
See? Yes. Yeah, good information.
See? All right.
So, my question is, why do men spend so much time in the bathroom doing their business?
BMs?
Yeah.
Because it's a way to get away from you. And I don't mean you in particular, but I mean your species, your gender.
I think also when it comes to the gastrointestinal system, men are built differently, and men take a longer time to finish their business than women do.
Frankly, it's hard to put into words. It's not that it's a pleasurable experience, but...
Well, see, that's what I want to know. When you wake
up, in the morning... And,
well, it is a pleasurable experience.
Yeah, well, what I mean is...
It should be.
Yeah, when you wake up in the morning and you got to go, what I like doing is waiting until I go downstairs and have a cup of coffee until it's, you know, like poking its head out. And then I'll sit down on the commode. I got the sports section in front of me. And it's like... You're just holding it and holding it, and then all of a sudden you just go, all right, go ahead. And it's like...
And you evacuate.
Yeah, and it's like when you see the movies of, the Cuban Missile Crisis.
Right.
And you see the missile silos, and you see the missiles going out. I mean, that's what I picture is happening down there. And then after the initial evacuation, then you sit there for a while, and you just see if there's anything else that's going to happen.
That's the part I don't understand, is why y'all, like, camp out in there when... It's done and over with.
No, I'll tell you why. I'll, and this will answer it, okay? About 2 weeks ago, I picked my kids up in the morning, and we ran all over the place. In the morning, we all went to breakfast, and we had a very large breakfast. And then after that, we went to this carnival, and we were at this carnival for a very, very long time. And then I had to stop by the store. Well, right after breakfast is when I felt what I call the pain.
Mm. Right.
The pain, which is the need. And we went to the carnival, and there was really, I had no desire to go into those porta potties, but I really, yeah. Kind of had the pain, and then I forgot about it, and we went through the carnival. And then after the carnival, we actually, by that time it was time for dinner. We'd been out all day running errands and stuff. And every time I'd have an opportunity, whether it be in a shopping mall or a store or any place, it just, one thing would happen, and I would forget, and I would let it go. Mm. So by the time we got home, it was like 7:30 in the evening.
And you've been holding it since breakfast.
Since 10 a.m.
Right.
Wow. And I got in there and I walked in, and it was over immediately, but I stayed there long after it was over because I just wanted to be there. I just wanted to read some things, and reading, really, I can't function.
Nor can I.
Without reading material.
Even if I have diarrhea, I got to read. I got to read. And hold on, I got a question for you.
Okay.
Because we're better at multitasking.
And for all of your kind that don't have male genitalia, why is it in a modern American home, and I live in a modern American home, in the kitchen,
uh-huh.
right off the kitchen, there's a bathroom.
You know, I don't
there, hold on, hold on. Let me finish here because I know you're like all the rest. See? Now, listen to me now.
See?
There's a bathroom right there. But I'm never allowed to use that bathroom, and my son's never allowed to use that bathroom. Even though it's the most convenient bathroom in the house, it's right next to the room where you've been eating the food.
It's in the middle of everything, right?
But my wife says, you got to go upstairs to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for whatever reason, it's okay to go number one in there.
Yes.
But you can't go number two in there. And sometimes you can fool her and go number two in there. But if she ever sees you walking in with a newspaper...
Well, you know the answer to that question.
Or a magazine.
You're asking a question that you can answer. Mm-hmm. It's the main level.
Well, I can see your point. And I can see why
here's what my wife says. My wife says that because the wall backs up to where the kitchen table is.
Mm-hmm.
Like you can knock on the wall in the bathroom where the commode is, and you can you hear the knock on the side.
It's the main floor bathroom.
She says, if there's a lot of farting, that you can hear it because
mm-hmm.
it's amplified. And I say, well, that's that's just bukkake because there's
that's just what.
what's that word George Michael used to say all the time?
Bukkake,
whatever it is.
Bukkake,
that. That really, if you're going along your everyday business, you're not going to hear me fart in the bathroom. Unless I've got that awful, awful,
Well, it's odor.
Diarrhea.
In the eating area.
SARS diarrhea.
Well, and see, I would suspect it would be more of the odor thing.
Well, it's probably the odor, too, isn't it?
Yeah.
I run the fan, and most guys run the fan when you're
That's it. And see, I don't have a problem with that one.
Do you give a courtesy flush in your home?
I'm sorry?
I was talking to Dan. I'm sorry.
I don't in the downstairs bathroom, and I'll tell you why. The toilet, she is black.
Oh.
So she hides.
Oh,
and he's,
no leftover.
You know how sometimes...
Well, that's not... A courtesy flush is not based on that.
Well, no, I give a... Here's why
I... courtesy flush is specifically designed to eliminate odor. You're aware of that, right?
A courtesy flush is visual.
Well, a courtesy flush, a lot of
times... Visual? I don't understand what you're talking about.
I know what
it's
you're saying. A lot of times, you're done. After you're done, if you've left a skid mark on the inside of the toilet bowl... You'll flush it again to get the water to go again.
Oh, no.
To clean up.
Wait a minute. Now, wait a minute. Hold it. We have to start this. You're wrong. The courtesy flush.
And it's a different variety of a courtesy flush.
All right. I'll give you that.
Different variety.
I'll give you that, and I've certainly done the secondary flush as well.
Sure.
But the traditional... The concept of the courtesy flush, something that Joe Ardinger was indoctrinated into a short time ago,
Joe.
Is, and really, and I hate to bring up another show, but, you can't say lack of courtesy flush without thinking of Eric Bickle. All right? And I will tell you that the courtesy flush is you sit down, you do your business. As you're sitting there, you hit the water.
It's primarily a phenomenon in a public bathroom, though.
Right. But that's why I was saying, do you do... the odor courtesy flush when you're on your main level because...
No.
No, because you have the fan on and the door's closed. No,
I got the fan, you're right. I've got the fan on and the door closed, and I don't do the visual courtesy flush.
That fan is to code in most homes, and that fan is really not a machine designed to eliminate odor. It's a machine that's designed to satisfy a building inspector.
I tell you, it doesn't move. It doesn't move the air.
It doesn't.
But the great thing about the downstairs, why I love the black toilet is that I can leave a little part of me behind, and you never see it.
You never see it. That is so why I don't clean the toilets in my house.
Well, you're very fortunate that are you a woman of means, or do you simply let them go?
See?
No, he does it.
Oh, my God.
See?
God. See?
Blasphemy.
Let me just say, it would be good for you to clean a toilet.
See?
I think that would be excellent female training for you.
Well, I know how to do it. I'm a clean freak.
See?
But I don't do that. Not unless, you guys leave things. Plus, you can't hit the hole. You're so practiced at hitting a smaller hole, why can't you hit the big one? Well, you're not looking the other time, are you?
Yeah, sometimes
when you go number one,
sometimes you miss when the seat's down. And that's another thing that you do in your house that you don't do in a public place very often. I mean, sometimes you pee with the seat down.
If you're a fag.
What are you talking about? Pee with the seat down.
You're talking about if the seat was down, I'm assuming that you were sitting down.
When you're in a public restroom, usually... Even if it's a men's room, you usually lift the seat up for the guy.
See, when I'm in the men's room, like the men's room here, if someone's using the urinal
right.
and I have to go in the stall, I won't touch that. Now,
I do lift the seat up.
Here's the weird thing. I do the same thing, Buzz. Yeah. I will, with my foot, kick the seat up. Mm-hmm. However...
When I lift the seat up, I reach my whole hand underneath and then run it around just to see if it's clean.
However, here's the queer duality that if I'm going to go number one, I kick the seat up. But if I got to take a growler, mm-hmm. I got no problem putting my entire butt cheeks right on that seat. And I mean, I'm moving around. I'm getting a newspaper. And if I got the handicap stall, I got... The newspapers on that bar to the left hand side.
Right, right. I think the airport has replaced the gas station as the worst restrooms. I really think. I was in Dulles Airport and four in a row. Wow. I went down four stalls, one right after the other, all of them unusable. I didn't want to even go in there. It was toxic.
It's just people.
I would disagree.
Was he telling you what he does?
No, he was giving me the old Infinity's afraid radio company right now. I'd be very careful with what we're discussing.
I think we are old pros at discussing this subject.
Trust me, when it comes to BMs, mm-hmm. you're looking at Mr. B and Mr. M.
It's really you're dealing with our wheelhouse right here.
I'm Val, he's Movement.
Thank you.
Our code name is Diarrhea. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello.
I got a question for you, Don.
Yes, sir.
Why do you keep singing today? You keep breaking into song.
All right. Excuse me for being in a good mood.
When did you sing?
I believe I did actually sing to that woman, Dance With Me.
Oh, yeah.
And I believe I...
You broke into some Barry Manilow.
But that wasn't a song. That was more of a rap when I said, oh, Mandy, you came and you gave without taking.
It's not that I don't love you guys, but do. I'm really glad you finally got on a Baltimore station because I live south of Baltimore. And I can't.
All right, I got a song just for you.
I'm good.
F you, you effing douchebag. F you. He was calling about my singing just because I was in a good mood.
He was being nice, though. He had a nice compliment.
F you. I don't care. From Baltimore, and I'll say it one time on the...
That's beautiful.
See, now you don't care that I'm singing, right?
No, man, I got to respect that.
Yeah, you do.
Hello there, Don and Mike. Hello?
Hello?
You're on the air.
I sit down to go number one.
Fag!
Which is comforting. I can sit and I can take some time.
Fag!
All to myself.
Fag!
I sit down occasionally to go number one.
Fag!
It's nice, Mike. Isn't it nice?
Yeah, it is. I can't lie. I'm not going to sit here and lie to you. I occasionally especially if I want to read something.
I can also do it standing up, but
I mean, it's not like I can.
Sorry.
Does your thing hit the toilet?
What's that?
Does your thing hit the toilet bowl?
Does your wet thing hit the toilet
when you sit
down underneath?
You know, not really, no, actually. It's going to be like
John Holmes to have your thing hit the toilet bowl, right?
Well, they hit the bowl, no. I mean, it doesn't...
Unless you're on your knees in front of the toilet. Hello?
Oh, my God.
Well, yeah. Right. I was speechless.
You asked.
When I was picturing his thing, like, dipping into the water.
Oh, Don and Mike show.
Good afternoon, Don and Mike Buzz. How are you?
Hi, we're doing great.
Good. I don't clean the toilets in my house either.
Really?
See?
I told my husband 10 years ago when we got married,
see?
I refused to clean the toilet.
Why?
Because I sit down when I go, I know where it's going.
See?
He stands up.
See?
And aims it. And if he
see?
Can't aim in a big toilet bowl, that's his problem.
See?
Can I explain to you?
Yeah, but haven't you ever, I mean...
That's not his problem.
Haven't you ever, you know, participated in an act that would... You know, involve his most intimate of areas in your cake hole?
Yeah.
Okay.
If he can aim in that little hole, then why can't he in the toilet?
Sinner?
Yeah, what are you worried about? You know, it's all bodily
sinner
stuff. Yeah.
That's an exit, not an entrance.
That's right.
Well, you just said that you participated in that.
I was talking about his... You know, it's funny when we get on when we get on this subject. Oh, you'll occasionally
when you talking
code
when you say,
you know
when
what
you
it,
said
here's
cake
the problem.
Hole, did you mean her mouth?
Yeah, your pie hole, your cake hole is usually your
see,
mouth.
I thought immediately.
You are so obsessed with the rectum that you anytime you
oh,
hear
no,
hole,
I don't
it
really
immediately
know.
Involves that. And I really, as I say, whenever this subject comes up, I urge you to examine that and just find out why it's just this thing that you have. You know?
My quest, Mike.
I mean, you just start. Here I was, cake
I'm like
hole.
The Susan Sarandon of anti-anal. And go ahead, chastise me. Don't watch my TV movie about when I was stranded in Alaska and I had breast cancer. Go ahead, give me bad ratings because I'm the guy and the poster child that's not afraid to come out and say I'm anti-anal.
Right. I mean, you were the one, weren't you, when Courtney Love's band was touring, you know, said, I'm not going to see that concert.
Hole. And I'm not going to see that new movie, incidentally,
the
either.
Disney film, yeah.
Holes. And I'll go to Baskin-Robbins and Dunkin' Donuts because they serve those...
Holes.
Holes. Right.
Exactly.
I know what they mean.
Hey, Mike.
Yes, ma'am.
Have you gotten your hearing aid yet?
I'm not going to get one.
Oh, you're not?
No.
Well, my husband is also hearing impaired.
I'm not hearing impaired.
Oh, you're not?
See?
I have a moderate hearing loss. In,
see?
But it's not anything that is essential.
I just love the segue.
Yeah.
Out of nowhere. Oh, Mike, have you gotten your hearing aid yet?
You know, I'm going to ask the lady that's giving me my in-ear monitors for the band if that indeed would be... How I would really be described, because if I'm described as that, if I could I get like a could I seriously get some kind of handicap space?
No,
I have a question for you,
lady.
That
qualify for handicap. Yes,
lady, your husband's with a hearing impairment. Was
yes.
it self-inflicted?
See?
No, it was not.
Okay,
are you sure?
He
just
yes,
put a fork in his ear one day and just said enough.
No, he's been that way since birth.
You know, and I said that I'm not going to get a hearing aid, and I never actually on the show said that I was going to get a hearing aid.
I'm sorry.
You must have not been listening.
I was listening. I'm sorry, I misunderstood.
See?
All right, but I mean, she said when I asked her, she said it's your choice. If you want, you can. If you don't,
see?
Want, you can. If you're fine hearing.
Thank you for the call.
Thank you.
All right, goodbye.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike's show. Hello.
She was fun.
Hello. Yes, hi.
How are you?
We're doing great, thank you.
Pardon me?
Hello, how are you? I just wanted to say the thing about the courtesy disc and all, that her courtesy flush. I just traveled with matches. You just strike a match and the sulfur kills the smell.
Travel with matches. Okay, thank you. Little matchstick girl,
there
check
you.
It in. Thank you.
Classy lady. Good advice.
Come by. Hello, Don and Mike.
You know, what do women know about number two anyway? You know, they sprinkle pellets, and we men are the one that bear down and do the law.
You know, it's so true.
Thank you.
It's a wonderful statement. You know, because they are just like rabbits, and it takes just about as much time.
Well, yeah, you ever hear a woman grunting with a, behind a closed door?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, listen, you know what?
If
you're
she
right.
is, there's another woman in there.
It's, you know, one of them's a raisin, and the other one's a Lincoln log.
Right.
That's all there is to it.
Mm-hmm.
That's the difference between men and women.
And Mike?
Yes, yeah, what?
I since you announced your hearing issue, I sure do have trouble understanding you. It's sort of like,
no, that's completely untrue, and you've hurt my feelings.
Very cruel.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, when you talk poop and you talk oral, that means only one thing.
Oh,
Blumpkin.
Blumpkin. right, Blumkin. Okay.
You'll be happy to hear this. I don't think I would enjoy a Blumkin.
And you'll be, and I don't think we'll be discussing that because that's what the dopes in Detroit have been fined by the FCC for.
Ah. Yeah. Is that what they were talking about?
Well, that was one of the
things.
Well,
they were talking about, like, in graphic detail.
Right.
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 Idiots.
The Blumkin. or as we call it, the Buzzkin on this show.
No.
When we come back, you never done that?
No, of course not. Well, and I wouldn't.
Okay.
I think, really, any woman who would do that is really a certified total pig whore.
I think it's a gay thing. From the first time we heard about it, Blumkin,
man that would do that is a certified pig whore.
Well, although I think when we originally were discussing the entire Blumkin concept and what was brought to our attention years ago, we had guys calling in saying, yeah, their wives did it.
Yeah.
You're right, they're pig whores.
Yeah, I really think
we
so.
We have to break. You know, we were going to do the Craig Wilson column.
A book of matches.
In this break. we'll do that come out. And for a change, it's worth it this week. Ah. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. The Don and Mike Show goes to war.
This time, no mercy on you.
Sure.
You son of a bitch.
The enemy, Jack Diamond, a.k.a. Harvey Joel Fisher.
The Harvey Joel Fisher Pandora's box has been opened.
Everybody in the radio business hates you.
So does this war have Harvey in over his head?
I got some news for you. You're in deep water now, okay? You're swimming with the big boys now.
Don and Mike even mercifully offer the enemy a way out.
And the only way it's going to end is when you come on this show and ask us publicly to please stop talking about you.
But despite all of his tough talk, Harvey Joel pussies out just 24 hours later.
Harvey.
Good morning.
All right, well, I will accept this as your apology since you were big enough to call us.
Well, thank you, guys.
Okay.
I appreciate it.
Okay. Have a nice day.
Thank you very much.
The Allied forces of the Don and Mike Show prove victorious once again, keeping America safe. So remember what we've learned. Don't with John Geronimo and Mike O'Mara, and God bless America.
The Don and Mike Show.
Bear the cheese in the devil's mousetrap. Don and Mike.
You're just joining us? Just getting in your car? Going home in your car? Yesterday we were spending a lot of time crying about how, you know, we had a bad book at WISP and,
our legacy, according to Tim,
the program director up there. Well, today it's much the opposite story for both Washington and Baltimore.
Yay.
Very quickly here on WJFK FM, thank you guys for the Arbitron ratings today. When we took over from Greg and Acme, they were in 18th place with a 2.2. Our first book back, you brought us to 4.2, which was sixth place. And now even with the war-heavy coverage, meaning the news stations have just gone through the roof, we're up to a 4.9, which is fourth place.
Thank you.
So that's from 18th to fourth in 6 months.
Thank you very much.
We'll be happy until we get... You'll never call this show again. Goodbye.
You're gone.
anyway, the numbers are great. The 25-54 adults... 5'7 to 6'3, you know, it's a bitch when your share goes up, you go up half a point, but you go down one in rank because some other station jumped in.
And then the war factor is there, and I think that we know that from Philadelphia and now from Washington, D.C., but once again, thanks to the people of Washington for supporting this show. It's terrific. It's
great ratings book for our show with the Arbitron ratings. Thank you very much as we climb our way back into the top five, soon to be back at number one and in Baltimore. Now, it's convoluted, and it was explained to us by some Infinity Muckety Muck because some of the ratings were on the AM station.
2 months' worth.
Then for the last month, we were on Live 105.
Right. And we had a great month.
And apparently the ratings on Live 105...
Immediately.
Right away just went through the roof. So, great news. Thanks for listening to the show. In Philly, remember, and we say this constantly, Tim wants his legacy to be... He's the guy that fired us when our contract was up in September. And the only way that we're going to keep our jobs in Philadelphia is if you guys really listen hard.
Right.
And we got to have some ratings. And Mike was right on saying, even if we had like top five ratings, that's not going to be enough because, you know, Tim's mad now because we've talked about him. So we got to be number one.
Right.
It's just, it's got to be worst to first. Now, here in D.C., we're starting, you know, in pretty much the same place.
The day we stay on in Philadelphia, I think we should both make the commitment. We dye our hair eagle green. The day that it is, and I mean not the kind that you just spray on, like the kind that you have to keep for a while.
Well, that'll be around the 1st of September, which is when our contract is up.
And, you know, if things have worked out there, then and remember we said this.
So anyway, listen, thanks to the great Arbitron ratings here in D.C. and also in Baltimore. Uh-huh. And, you know, in Philly, we suck, but we're working on it.
Spread the word.
Now, a call before we get to Gregory. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Matilda, hello. Or how do you pronounce your name? Did I get it right?
Natalia,
hi.
Natalia.
I just want to let you know that girls poop.
Of course they do.
And rabbits, whoever said we poop like rabbits, that's not true.
Well, I think literally that's not true. I mean, but you don't...
I can put my husband to shame sometimes.
Can you? Are you a woman of larger carriage?
I am not.
How tall are you?
I'm 5'6".
How much you
weigh? I had a baby not too long ago, so I'm working off the pounds, but I'm around 190.
You ever have an alligator?
A what?
You ever see an alligator the way if you go to
the
pond,
sometimes,
you
sir.
See an alligator's head sticking out of the water?
And logs.
Okay.
And you like talking about it?
With you guys, sir.
I am really honored.
Thank you,
when
honey.
When I was dating my husband, girls didn't do such things.
Right. Yeah, now that you married him, though.
Yeah, right. Let it all out.
Now that you've got him,
so to speak,
you're all stretched out. You squeezed a baby out of there. Why not tell him, honey, look at it. You know, as a matter of fact, the next time you got a really big coil going,
uh-huh.
The next time you got a king coil, call him in.
Call him and say, take a look at this.
Take a look at that.
I will do that.
I'll tell you after...
right after a crab and corn feast.
My wife still gets embarrassed. Now, my wife really hides the fact that she ever goes number two.
She doesn't like anything scatological.
No.
No.
But every once in a while, and it happened just a couple of days ago, that she was in the kitchen doing something, and I was walking by her, and she farted. And I was so... I stopped. I mean, it wasn't like a gigantic one, but I heard...
Did you go, whoa?
I said, was that you? And, you know, she could have lied and said it was one of the dogs. She said...
She's going to kill you for talking about this.
She knows me.
She hates it.
I'm just pointing out that girls fart, too. We just get some verification, and then we're going to move on to Craig Wilson.
Yes, we must have that verification.
I just want to prove to you.
I know. Hello?
Baby.
Yes, my darling.
Hi, sweetie.
Hi, CP.
Don't be mad at me. We're having a discussion about BMs, and I know you don't like discussing BMs, but...
You know what, I wasn't listening right then, but earlier when you had some lady on the phone and she was chatting with you about BMs, you know, it's very seldom that I think, oh good, my husband is being satisfied by another woman, but it was at that point that's what I was thinking.
And I was just saying that you keep all of your number twos away from me and that I never even, for the most part, know that you eat food and you digest it and it comes out, but... The other day, it was just a couple of days ago when you were in the kitchen. Remember when it was just you and I in the kitchen, you farted, and I said...
I don't remember that.
Come on, you remember when I said, was that you? And you said, yes.
No, what happened was the television was on.
You're lying now.
No, remember the burp? And you said, is that you? That was in the kitchen.
No.
And I said, no, that was like the Nickelodeon.
But that was another episode. I'm not talking about the burp.
Nothing happened in the kitchen. That was a burp that you said, and it turned out it was Justin Timberlake, not me, on TV.
I remember that when we were watching MTV, but all right, listen, you're hung up about, we all have our hang-ups. I love you anyway. You're still the one that can scratch my itch. You're still the one that
I... That's so wonderful that
we're still having
that
fun.
Flaw of mine not liking to discuss BMs.
And you are still the one.
Oh, and you can get past that and still love me.
I do. All right, sweetie.
Goodbye.
Oh, and please notice, I'm not saying I love you. As per your...
I thought you just said that.
Yeah, you did.
Oh, I did.
Yeah, right.
That habit.
Well, I didn't say it so you would say it back, though. This is another directive I've been given recently. That I say I love you.
Now, once again, you misunderstood the directive.
I say I love you so much because most of the time when I say it, I just want to hear it back. So now I've had to purposely, and Rob will back me up. He was in the room with me. I was on the phone with my wife before
right.
the show. I mean, I wasn't like doing a show for Rob, but I was on the phone with her. And I just had, I got done with the phone call. I said, I love you. And don't say anything back, because I'm just saying
it. No, you didn't. You said, I love you, and I said, I love you, too, which I do. And you said, oh, I didn't tell you for that reason. But that's not what... I used to get aggravated when if I was distracted and didn't say it immediately back. You'd say, don't you love me?
Well...
It was a little insecure.
Well, now, I mean, we had this discussion the other day, and now when I'm saying I love you, I'll just say I love you, and don't say it back.
Right, it's dealer's option. I mean, I can say it or not say it. And if I choose to, like I did, you don't have to say...
Sometimes, here's the biggest mind death I get sometimes from her. I go, we're just talking, and I go, I love you. She go, I know you do.
Wait, I do, and I appreciate it. Sometimes I just say thank you.
Yeah, I know.
Thank you for loving me.
You want it back. You want it back, and you know that she's just doing a mind app
right,
with me.
Right. Well, that's all it is. That's her job.
You do say it 1 million times a day. I just have to you know, spice it up with a different reply. And did,
you know,
Rob
and if,
did that. I have a question to ask Rob. If Carrie mentioned to him that I had to call her today and ask if she left a bra at our house, because I found a strange bra.
Oh, yeah, that wasn't hers.
Right, and it wasn't Grandma's.
Uh-oh.
So now I don't know whose bra this is.
Don't look at me.
Well, if you're having an affair, it's with somebody who didn't, you know, it's not like the sexiest bra I've ever seen. You know, that's why I thought maybe it was Grandma's or something. I don't know
where did you find the bra?
Huh?
Where did you find the bra?
I found it when I was on vacation in my luggage.
Buzz, I'm sorry. I left it there.
Well, if it was in your luggage, anybody could have used that bag before you. I mean, like...
You used it before me when you were out of town.
Yeah. Oops. Secrets out.
Right.
Secrets out. All right, sweetie.
All right, boo-boo.
All right.
I love you.
Hey, well, let me see it. Do you have it? Can I see it tonight? Can I bring it in tomorrow?
Sure.
All right, great. Then. Oh, and I told you the...
Smell it until you get it in here.
Yeah, you know, that's just your fakey way of giving it back to somebody at work, I'm sure.
Yeah, right. Attention, Joan Latta. I have your bra. You know the boys are coming over tomorrow night to play cards.
I know, but I don't know why, but that's great.
But I told you, right?
You mentioned it, and I don't have to do anything, right?
You don't do anything.
Good. I like that kind of guest.
All right, baby. I'll see you.
That right after, immediately after work, we're doing a caravan over there?
Just come on over.
Okay, we got to figure out what we're going to do for Chow.
We'll talk about it tomorrow.
Okay, maybe I'll cook something.
Okay, I love you, and you don't have to say a word.
Thank you.
Bye.
Goodbye.
I just thought about that maybe I'll cook something thing. No.
No, I know you
There's poker to play.
Listen, Craig Wilson... from USA Today. Last week, we actually called him and told him that his columns recently that we love reading on the radio have just sucked. They've not been what we're looking for. That what we want, and I think we specifically said in our message last week, we want his partner Jack.
You did.
His dog Murphy.
Right.
His mother.
Yep.
And his love of shoes.
Amen.
Well, here is his column from today's USA Today, and I don't think that there's any need for us to joke around and substitute words that I think this week he listened to the constructive criticism we offered him. And now straight from USA Today, the final word by Craig Wilson.
Both famous depends on the shoes you're wearing.
Nothing more. I was teaching a class at Western High School outside Fort Lauderdale the other day. The student asked whether I've ever heard from famous people. I proudly announced that on occasion, I do. I told stories about Oprah Winfrey, Miss Piggy, and Phyllis Diller. And then I said I even heard from Pat Boone once after confessing my love of white buck shoes.
A room full of blank faces stared back at me.
They don't know who Pat Boone is, Mr. Wilson,
their teacher finally said.
I'm not sure they know what white bucks are either.
I fumbled around for the next few seconds trying to explain Pat Boone, which I have to confess wasn't all that easy. April Love did not strike a familiar note with any of these kids. I even made the mistake of saying he was around when Johnny Mathis was around, making me sound even more ancient than I really am.
Finally, one of the students turned around and announced to her classmates that they were the NSYNC of their day. I'm not sure how happy Pat or Johnny would be with that comparison, but we left it at that.
I'm always being accused of being out of it, so it's reassuring to know that I go to Five Guys Burgers and Fries. I'm sorry. I'm always being accused of being out of it, so it's reassuring to know that ignorance is a two-way street.
My theory is simple. If I should know who Eminem is, I think kids today should know that Eminem once came without peanuts. And if I know Britney Spears once dated Justin Timberlake, they should know Simon and Garfunkel is not a high-end sound system. Fair is fair.
I was in Fort Lauderdale for Literary Feast 2003. For Literary Feast 2003. An annual event that brings writers together for a weekend of lectures and reading.
When I arrived, I was happy to see Carol Channing there. She had written a book and was on the weekend roster, too. She was a delight. Spangled dress, red lipstick and all. How old must she be, you ask? None of your business.
I called to tell my partner, Jack, about my newest best friend. And when I returned home, I was eager to share my Carol Channing stories with his nephew, Kevin.
Poor kid.
Who was visiting from medical school. Jack quickly interrupted me.
Kevin doesn't know who Carol Channing is.
You don't know Dolly Levi, I asked. Hello, Dolly.
This might be the one with the most gay undertones that we've ever read.
Best ever.
I mean, this is so...
Oh, restart it.
This is so gay. This is so great. My partner Jack.
Right.
Broadway. Carol Channing.
Right.
Shoes. His nephew, Kevin. Poor, tormented Kevin. Okay, Mike had the Dolly Levi. I've heard the name, but I don't know her, he confessed.
Nothing. The next day, we took Kevin and his girlfriend on the nickel tour of Georgetown in Washington. Let me start again. I'm sorry, I had something in my throat. The next day, we took Kevin and his girlfriend on the nickel tour of Georgetown in Washington. Passing the house Jackie Kennedy lived in for years, for a year after the president's assassination.
Kevin had visited Arlington Cemetery the day before and commented on the two infants' graves at the Kennedy burial site. But didn't they have a couple of kids who lived, he asked?
I just stared at Jack.
During the Florida weekend, my fabulous friend Carol Channing shared a number of stories from her illustrious career, including one about Jackie taking John and Caroline to see Hello Dolly, then bringing them backstage to meet her.
Caroline turned to her mother and said, "How does she know my name?"
There's something to be said for that kind of ignorance.
There it is.
That's what we want.
Fantastic. Best ever.
He heard you.
Look at the title. Who's famous depends on the shoes you're wearing.
Right.
Right there, all the elements that you want in a Craig Wilson column.
Every. Fantastic.
He talks about teaching a class in a high school, which I think is scary. It's in Fort Lauderdale, which of course is near the Keys. Pat Boone. White Buck Shoes, Johnny Mathis, Fort Lauderdale again, Carol Channing. He's all over Carol Channing like flies on ass.
Jackie O.
Called about his partner Jack. Mentions his partner Jack's nephew who's visiting from medical school.
You know what he's working on a cure for?
You don't know Dolly Levi?
Hello, Dolly?
God.
Fantastic.
Yeah, agreed.
Beautiful.
It's great.
Fantastic.
Very well done. That's why we read you Craig Wilson on Wednesdays.
Absolutely.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Radio Gods, how you doing?
Hey.
Thanks for taking my call. I wanted to let you know my girlfriend and I argue all the time about the I love you issue. And I'm with you on that. Before I get off the phone, I like to say I love you with the expectation that she would say it back. And sometimes she doesn't feel like it. And we sit there and argue.
She's only your girlfriend. You should just be aware of the fact that it's a game that they'll play with you. I've been married with my wife. It'll be either 22 or 23 years in June, 81, 2001, 2002.
You say it all the time.
It'll be 22 years.
Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking actually maybe that's why, you know, I've had two unsuccessful marriages because of the way, you know, I usually ended the phone conversations don't work.
Which was?
Bah.
B-A-H.
Yeah.
Bah. No, I say it all the time, and my wife is right. I expect to hear it back, and it's just a mind F that she's. It's just, you know, another one of the games that they play in the war of the sexuals.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you really should end the conversation the way I end the conversation with Karen,
which is
shut up, or I'll give you something to cry about.
Okay. Listen,
there's love.
Thank you, my friend. When we come back, we're going to do something we had teased yesterday. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don.
Hey, hi.
What's going on? I just started listening to your show. I honestly have to say you guys are absolutely hysterical. Go work. I have a just an idea of why women play games. Just wanted to know your take on it. Would you agree that daughters tend to be brought up more by their moms than their fathers?
Again, you know what? You're getting way too Dr. Phil on
us.
Here's the deal. We have a speakerphone, a megaphone. And you know,
a bullhorn. Right.
Yeah, I've been going nuts with it this week. Rob, and you know that Charlie's 2X Fabulac.
Charlie was sobbing the other day because you wouldn't let him play with it.
Yeah. He loves it. We're going to give him a segment next.
Oh, good.
And here's the deal. Charlie Graham. Mm-hmm. This is something we've done before on the show where people call up, and it's not like we make the call for you or Donnie's Naked Cruelty. These are happy calls.
Pure love and sweetness. This is anniversaries, birthdays.
Or let's say you just want to call your wife and tell her that you love her.
Right.
And we'll use that as the example. We'll let Charlie call my wife.
Charlie does the I Love You song that's a you've heard in silly love song.
And Charlie will make all of the calls using the bullhorn.
Right.
So if you'd like Charlie to make a Charlie Graham for you using the bullhorn.
And you haven't let him use it yet, so now he gets all excited and then he gets shy.
Call at 877-365-3636. Vancouver, Canada. Call 800-636-1067. Anyway, it's Charlie Graham's with the bullhorn. We'll take your calls when we get right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
His name is Charles, but close friends call him Charlie, and he's behind bars.
The Don and Mike Show.
Some call Charlie the perfect father.
What? La 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 la, little Debbie, the Don and Mike Show.
I love Charlie Fall.
It's a very dangerous combination now. Our friend Charlie's doing stabbing. He loves doing the Charlie Graham segment, and we give him the megaphone. So let's play his theme and get him to come on in. Now I'm not sure how good he is with the mechanics of working this thing, but something tells me he's going to be great. Hi, Charlie.
Hi, Don.
Hi there.
Start to act like Charlie.
You ready for some Charlie Graham?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Charlie.
Hi, Charlie.
Come and join the Charlie.
Thank you.
Charlie, I know before we get into this bit, I know that
there it is.
I know the megaphone.
There it is.
You want to use it? Because I know that there's
something. Yeah, I want to use it, Don.
There's something that I know you want to say to WYSP Program Director Tim Sabian.
Yes.
Something about having faith.
Good.
Go ahead, Charlie. Charlie, what? No, don't put it right up to the microphone.
How am I supposed to say to him? What?
Charlie.
having trouble.
Oh, no. Don't do that. Don't turn the siren on.
I'm sorry. Tim Sabian.
Tell Tim Sabian.
Tim Sabian.
Have some faith
have
in
some
the,
faith.
The Don and Mike show.
Have some faith in the Don and Mike show. Have some faith in the Don and Mike show. Hi, Tim. And it's you.
Oh, no.
That's you.
Oh, no. No, don't say have you. Just tell Tim to have some faith in the Don and Mike show.
Have some faith in the Don and Mike show, Tim.
Now, what we're going to
ask... Hi, Joe.
Now, Charlie, here's a practice call on Charlie.
Practice call, Charlie.
Now, into the microphone. No, not right on the microphone.
Practice call.
Back off a little bit.
Back off.
There you go. Perfect.
Hello, this is Charlie Story. Still have work for the call for you.
Now, what you're going to be doing is calling people.
Hi, Bob.
Hi, Charlie.
Hi, Bob.
Now, for instance, let's say you're calling Frida. For me.
This is heavy.
Now, I want you to call Frida and say.
I like Frida and her beautiful voice.
Now, you say, on behalf of your husband, Don.
I'm better now.
On behalf of your husband, Don, I love you.
Okay.
This is a practice Charlie Graham call.
Good idea.
Just so Charlie can...
She's yapping again, just like you always say. She's talking to her mom again, just like you always say, Don.
Let me call you.
There's my Frida. Yapping to her mom again. I won't step on it, Don. I promise you I won't step on it.
Don't step on your D.
Hello?
Hello, Frida.
Yes.
This is Tony Strangstabenak, and on behalf of Don, I want to say, I want to say thank you. I love you. From Don.
All right. And back to you, Charlie. I love you, too.
Thank you. Hi, Joe.
Okay.
It's Joe Ottinger.
Goodbye.
Joe.
Goodbye, Frida.
Bye.
Hey, Frida. Quit talking to your mom.
Oh, dear.
That's from
I'm having more fun with this than I thought. Lick it, everybody.
Oh.
Lick it. Lick it. Lick it.
He's loving this.
Hello, DeBohan. DeBohan is fun. I gotta go to the bathroom.
Let's see who wants Charlie to make calls for him.
I have to pick a biscuit.
Okay, let's go to Mike in Reno.
I get down when I pee.
Who would you like Charlie to call for you?
My girlfriend Jan.
Your girlfriend Jan.
Would you like Charlie to say that he loves her, or what would you like him to say?
I'd like him to wish her a happy birthday.
Okay.
And tell him to have her buy my golf clubs for me.
You want me to say happy birthday to her?
It's just a greeting. It's got nothing to do with like
just happy birthday.
Can I sing happy birthday? John?
Mike?
It's tough to hear him, that's all.
It's tough to hear me?
Now I can hear you.
Now you can hear me if I stand back more?
There you go.
Okay, let me try the thing. No!
Don't do that, Charlie. Don't turn on the alarm.
I didn't turn it on. It came out automatically.
No, you...
It came out automatically.
I see your hand going up there and turning it on.
I like Frida and her beautiful voice.
Hold on.
Hey, it's got a scratch.
Hold on there, Mike. Hold on a second.
The strap.
Now, Charlie, you're going to be speaking to
Jan.
Hey, everybody. I'm hanging it around my neck now.
Are you ready, Charlie?
Rock and roll.
Here's Jan.
Hi, Teresa.
Jan? Hello, Jan?
Hello.
Hello, Jan. My name is Charlie Strangstabenak, and this is a greeting from your boyfriend, Mike.
Okay.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, lady. Happy birthday to... What's your name?
Jan.
Happy birthday, dear lady. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday,
Jan.
Thank you.
From Charlie Strangstabenak on the board. Are you having a good birthday?
Of course.
He wants you to buy him golf clubs.
You're supposed to say that.
Oh, I'm sorry. He doesn't want you to buy him golf clubs, Jan.
Bye, honey.
Bye.
Who's next? I'm ready, Don. I'm ready, Don.
All right, let's go to let's go to Jeff, who's in Iowa. Jeff.
Yes.
Hey, my friend, where are you calling from?
Iowa City, Iowa.
All right, KCJJ, love that radio
station. I got my wires caught on my microphone. I'm in trouble.
I love that radio station.
I'm in trouble.
KCJJ.
Right.
What's wrong, Charlie?
I got the cords. The cords are tied around my neck.
Well, Charlie.
I'm not kidding.
Hey, well.
God damn it.
Charlie, hey.
I'm sorry. You
don't use that language.
You know the...
Charlie, don't wear it around your neck.
Turning blue, right?
Charlie, come.
I'm getting dizzy.
Purple now.
Charlie.
I'm getting dizzy. Okay. Ow, I'm serious. Ow. Okay, I'm okay now.
All right.
If I stand sideways like this.
Jeff, who is the...
Michael Maris Death.
See, the thing is, Mike doesn't want to hold the megaphone, so he has it around his neck. He's wearing it.
With the strap, yeah.
Michael!
My best buddy, Mike O'Mara.
La, 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 la. Get your... Lolly, lolly, lolly. Get your adverbs here. Okay, I'm ready.
Jeff, who do you want Charlie to call?
Hello, Jeff.
If he could call my wife, Bridget.
Bridget and Jeff, up a tree. K-I-S-S-I-N-G.
What
first comes love, comes marriage.
What is it that you would like Jeff to... you would like Charlie to say to your wife?
Well, today's a double whammy for my wife. Today is our ninth wedding anniversary, and it
are
is
are you
also...
Peter Tamarkin?
What?
Are you Peter Tamarkin? Do you remember Press Your Luck with the whammy?
It's a big whammy.
Yeah, remember that show?
Big Bucks, no whammy.
That was a good show, yes! It had the whammy. Press Your Luck, yeah. Don't get stopped by the whammy.
Yeah, the second issue, though, is today is also her birthday.
Oh.
All right, hold on a second. Here we go. Charlie, may I recommend you use your grown-up voice for this one?
Yeah.
Charlie, what are you doing? Okay. Use your grown-up voice.
I'm not selling phones, too.
He's tangled up again.
Everything's all confused. Everything's all effed up confusion, Tom.
What's happening over there?
My wrist is... The blood has stopped flowing to my hand.
Ask Mike if he's ever used a megaphone before.
Hello?
Hello? I'm ready now.
Okay.
Let's go.
The lady's name is...
Teresa.
Teresa.
Bridget.
Yeah.
Bridget.
Bridget.
And you're telling her happy birthday and happy ninth anniversary.
Did she hang up?
She just hung up.
No, she hung up.
Call her back.
Oh, no. I want to talk to Bridget now.
You will.
Hold on. Jeff? Jeff, what's your wife's name again?
Bridget.
I said Bridget. How's everybody doing? Rock and roll.
Hold on a second.
I'm running by the world. My name is Bob Hope.
What do you think right now if he's in this car?
Hi, Jim.
Do you think Jim Sabian?
Jim Sabian!
He's just banging his head against the console right now.
How come this show's not winning? Jim Sabian!
Charlie, here is Bridget.
Hello, Bridget.
Hello.
Hello. My name is Charlie Stuang Stabler, and this is your official Charlie-gram, Bridget. Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday, dear Bridget! Happy birthday to you from your husband!
Don't forget...
Thank you!
Hold on! Wait a minute! Bridget!
Don't forget...
Hang on!
Don't forget the anniversary. Do this part in your grown-up voice.
Bridget?
Yeah.
This is Charles Stuangstabler, and I'd like to say happy anniversary from your husband, Robert. I mean, Peter.
Yeah.
Jeffrey.
Jeffrey, that would be him.
Yes, Bridget, happy anniversary.
Thank you so
from much. From Charles Stuangstabler.
And happy birthday from Charlie Stuangstabler.
Thank you so much. That's marvelous.
Are you gonna give him sex tonight?
Am I going to what?
Are you going to give him sex tonight? He wants you to give him sex and buy him golf clubs.
No, that was the other guy.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay, goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you.
I'm all hung up and tangled. I'm all hung up and tangled on the phone.
You've done very well, Charlie.
Let's just to see what I sure am.
Let's go to Eric. Hello, Eric.
Don is wearing a Jacksonville Jaguars shirt.
Hey, guys.
Hi there, Eric.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here.
Who would you like Charlie to call for you?
Yeah, I would like Charlie to call my wife, Julie.
Why is that?
Well, she stayed home today because she's sick, and I want him to maybe sing her a song or something to cheer her up and make her feel better.
All right, so the wife's name is Julie.
Yes, she's, Julie.
She's home sick today. Hey, Charlie?
What kind of song does she want me to sing?
How about Julie, do you love me?
I know that one, Dom.
Okay, hold on a second, dude.
That'll make her
better. All right.
Charlie burps on the bullhorn.
Hey, Charlie.
That means it's the burp horn.
Hey, Charlie, want to hear a good tape?
Yes, I do.
Listen to this one. It's Lisa. You ready?
Yep.
I love Charlie's balls.
Oh, no! No, she didn't really say that.
I love Charlie's balls.
Yeah.
But John, can you hear me on a mic when I'm talking on a bullhorn?
Yes, I can.
Hi, Paul.
Hi, Charlie.
Now I'm talking on both of them at the same time.
Charlie, here is Julie. Hello, Julie.
Yes?
Go ahead, Charlie. Oh, Julie, stand by for a long-distance call via a bullhorn.
Julie?
Hello?
Hi, Julie, my name is Charlie Sturman-Stabilak. How are you?
I'm fine, how are you?
And I have a song for you from your husband.
Okay.
Julie, do you love me? Julie, do you care? Julie, are you thinking of me? Julie, will you still be there? What'd you say?
Oh, my goodness.
And get well.
Do you have a nice body?
Yeah, and don't forget about get well.
What?
She's
sick. Oh, and get well.
Yeah.
Get well soon.
Well, thank you. Appreciate it.
Okay, thank you.
All righty.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Did you like my call?
Oh, I did.
You got Charlie's two and seven. Say, I love you, Charlie. Say, I love you, Charlie.
I love you, Charlie.
I love you, Julie.
You get her to say this.
What? I love Charlie's balls.
I don't think so.
I love Charlie's balls.
That's dirty.
What? Okay. Thank you for calling.
That's dirty.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
See you later.
Hello. I'm getting closer to... I'm getting closer to my... Whatever that song is.
That's Grand Funk.
Grand Funk.
Yeah, Grand Funk.
Okay, I'm standing further away now. That's better. Does that sound better?
That's much better, Chuck.
Better. Hey, better. Swing. Do you like Ferris Bueller?
Yeah.
Do you like Ferris Bueller's Day Off, Don?
How'd you like to make a call inside the building?
I would. I'm sorry about the feedback.
Why don't you call Alan Linewand, General Sales Manager, and Acting General Manager, and tell him that both Mike and me, Mike and I, don't want to be involved in client meetings. He'll know what I'm talking about.
All right.
Okay?
He doesn't like me. Don! He doesn't like me.
Sure he does, Charlie.
Everybody likes Charlie.
Nope, not Mr. Linewand. He wanted to fire me.
No, he didn't.
He did.
The other guy did.
Yeah.
Joe talked him out of it. He wanted to fire me.
Joe.
My friend Joe helped me out.
Well, if he's not there, leave him a message.
Joe helps me out all the time.
That's good.
He gives me pills.
Hello, this is Alan Linewand.
All right.
The broadcasting, WJFK Radio. I'm unavailable right now.
Joe said he's a useless tool.
And a brief message.
Joe's right.
Thanks, and have a nice day.
I'll record your message at the tone. When you're finished...
Remember, Don and I don't want to go to client meetings.
Other options.
Hello, Mr. Linewand. This is Charlie Stuhan-Stabinet with a message from Don and Mike about the fact that they don't want to go to any more clients no more for the meeting. They don't want to have meetings with clients no more.
Good.
And they said, please, no more of those. Thank you, and that's the message for me, Charlie Stuhan-Stabinet, and I hope you had a good Jewish day on the weekend.
It's Passover.
Passover. Thank you. Goodbye. How'd that go?
you. If you'd like to add to your message, enter 1.
Charlie,
to listen to
put it down for a second. We'll listen to it.
To re-record, enter
here we go.
Pound.
You want to hear it?
Yes, I do, Don.
You hit to re-record.
Oh.
Oh, no.
Crap. All right, get back on the thing again. Sorry.
Hello, Mr. Landlord. This is Charlie Stewart's cabinet. Don and I don't want to have any more client meetings no more, and they wanted me to tell you have a happy past day.
Passover.
Passover. I hope you had a happy. Thank you, and I like you.
Oh, that's nice.
Sorry.
Thank you. If you'd like to add to your message,
now do we listen to it?
Yeah.
To listen to it, 2. To re-record.
Here we go.
Hello, Mr. Linewad. This is Tony Strang Stabinet with a message from Don and Mike about
me.
The fact that they don't want to go to any more clients no more for the meeting. They don't want to have meetings with clients no more.
But,
and they said, please, no more of those. Thank you. And that's the message from me.
You think he got it?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Crap. All right, get back on the thing again.
Hello.
Just got both of them.
Charlie's trying to have that. Don and I don't want to have any more client meetings no more. And they wanted me to tell you had a happy past day. Passover. I hope you had a happy. Thank you. And I like you. Sorry.
Thank you. If you'd like to add to your message,
no
enter
need.
1.
No need.
To listen to it, 2.
No.
To re-record, enter pound.
No.
Thank you. Your message has been sent.
Hold on. Don't do that for a second.
You
if you need further assistance, enter pound now.
You
thank you,
headache?
And goodbye.
Right.
Where's Paul Gorgie?
I don't know.
He makes fun of me.
All right, Charlie, we have about a minute.
Lisa.
We have about a minute left in this
schedule.
Charlie?
Yes, hello.
Hi, Charlie.
Hello.
Paul Gorgie's going to California because he's getting married.
Oh, okay. Have a good trip. Don't crash. That's funny.
You want to talk to Joe?
Yes.
All right, we got 1 minute left in this segment.
Okay. Stinky poon.
That's right.
Stinky poon. I love it. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Charlie.
Can I talk to him on the regular phone?
Yeah.
Can I put this down?
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Hi, Joe.
Charlie.
How you doing?
Good.
Did you hear when I called Mr. Limeworm?
Yeah.
That was pretty good, wasn't it?
Uh-huh.
How you doing?
Good. Are you going to come over and watch the NFL playoffs with me tonight?
Yes, I am.
We're going to drink a lot of Miller Lite.
Yes, I am. Because you're my friend.
Sure, Charlie.
I love Charlie's balls.
Hey. Did you hear that?
Whoa.
That was Lisa talking about Charlie's balls.
Charlie will have pizza and popcorn and beer.
Will you have pills?
Sure.
Thank you, Joe.
So how can you watch the NFL playoffs? It's April.
I thought I said NHL.
NHL or NFL, it doesn't matter. It's still sports, and it's Joe's house.
Yeah.
That's
a
true.
Good time. A good time.
You don't understand, Don. Perhaps you should join us.
Yes, Don. Join us.
Well, actually,
come to the poker game that you're having at your
Joe
house.
Joe is coming to my house tomorrow night. Charlie, you can come play poker.
Yeah.
I can come to your house and play?
You can come and play.
Oh, yes, Don. Yeah.
Because, you know, Buzz will cash out like in the first 10 minutes.
You can take over for me.
Don't do that, though.
I'm sorry. Charlie, come and join the... Charlie people, right on. F and A.
All right.
F and A.
All right, Charlie. Thanks.
All right,
Dad. Okay, we'll see you later.
I'm leaving now. Don't open the door yet.
I got to open the door. You got to go.
Open the door. Don't open the door.
I have to.
Hi,
come
Tom.
On.
Hi, Dennis.
Bye.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
He's gone. Joey's gone.
He left Joe.
Oh.
He's gone.
Okay.
How's the phones been today, Joe?
Started out a little rough there in the first segment, but now people are tracking.
I think we had a lot of good calls today.
Yeah.
One time Joe came in here during a break, he was like, man, things are effed up, and I thought it was a good segment.
Mm-hmm. I did too.
Well, when everybody got into the battle of whose town was dumber,
That was really hard for me to field those calls.
And Joe, I'd like to ask you, maybe I'll do this every day on the show. Tomorrow, I think we're going to do another edition of Ask Joe.
Right.
To finally get the stump to Joe. But Joe, right now, here we go. We're almost ready for the news and the comments with Buzz. Up until this point in the show, what has been your personal highlight today of the show?
Personal highlight? On Wednesday is always Craig Wilson.
There you go.
Craig Wilson. All right. Thanks, Jordan.
Sure.
Bye-bye. There he is, everybody. Joe Ardinger.
Joseph Ardinger.
Joe. I like, you know, get the working man's perspective on what the show's like.
There you go.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden,
verboten,
one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
It's Buzz.
It's me. He made it up.
I was serious about that, too, with Tim.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he just—I'm positive he just doesn't get Charlie, and he's got to be driving down the road.
Yeah, we're going, what the hell are they putting on the radio?
Charlie with a bullhorn.
Now it is pretty stupid.
Great stupid.
Yeah.
Buzz, what's your lead story today?
Today, like Michael Jackson himself, the face of his next documentary keeps changing.
Oh, is this the thing that is this the Fox show?
The home movie.
The home movie show.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay, stay tuned, everybody. And this goddamn...
Stay tuned for news and comments coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
You know, that was... I always yell at you for doing non-audio, so you do visuals.
I am, so you're really, going to go, that was kind of a Muhammad Ali balled up fist look.
I wanted that machine. I'm sorry, that tape effed up. That was not very...
Professional!
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Tastes like chicken. The Don and Mike Show.
Let me see. On tomorrow's episode, Jim McBride, Mr. Skin.
All right.
I'm going to dial for transvestites tomorrow.
Oh, good.
I never get to do that. Yeah. So I'm going to try it tomorrow. Lots of Joe tomorrow.
Good.
So we can finally get the Some of the Joe stuff together.
Good.
I've still got all this inside radio stuff, these articles about radio that I would just love to get to. But you and I tomorrow, we got client stuff to talk about. Yeah. Oh, no, I guess we don't.
Julie, that's all done?
You mind, so we don't
Taking
do that.
Care of.
Okay, well then, tomorrow we'll talk about going to Iceland.
Very good.
Because we are, and that's a fact.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty exciting. I'm actually really looking forward to that.
We'll do that tomorrow. Now, news, here's Buzz. You know him.
Yeah.
Guy Birdley, brought to you by Veramax, sexual pleasure and performance enhancer. It is.
What are you looking all goofy for?
Nothing.
Doctor developed.
Someone called for a doctor?
You know what it is? Look at the clock.
Yeah.
Is he excited?
Yeah, look at the clock.
Yeah.
It's boner time for Buzz.
Yeah.
All right, could he? You just had a goofy look. Veramax works.
Sometimes I do.
Available at Rite Aid, GNC, and other select retailers. Try it today. Veramax, 1-888. Try VMAX. See, he's looking over there now. The look now is...
Before it was kind of like, hey, you just see he has that excited, goofy look.
I'm excited.
It is a quiet, exuberant confidence.
Yes, good.
That he has, because look at him. He's doing the news now.
Yeah.
He's going to have a lot of time to do the news.
Right.
We're going to have plenty of time to interrupt him. Then we're going to have the commercials.
Uh-huh.
And he's still going to have plenty of time.
Yeah.
You know... I hate to say that...
He's not going
to
have plenty of time if you keep talking about how much time he's going to have.
Okay.
I don't know, Mike.
Okay.
But thank you. It isn't easy putting your home movies on TV, especially if you're Michael Jackson. Word is Jacko has his editors working long hours to make last-minute changes in his documentary, Home Movies. Reports say it's all because of his ex-wife, Lisa Marie Presley. Sources say he's been closely following the things she's been saying about him to the media. Quoting the source, every time she says he's a certain way, he has them re-edit it to prove her wrong. When she called him a control freak, Michael reportedly had the editors put in footage to show he's a laid-back, easygoing guy. When she said he was focused on his kids, he supposedly had the show recut to show less of the kids.
You know, every time I've seen an ad for this, it's like a car wreck.
Yeah.
First off, we're playing poker tomorrow night.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So we'll probably have it on.
Oh, good.
Yeah, we'll probably have it on in the background.
During the first hour of poker.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess, being as all you guys are coming over to play cards, I'll TiVo CSI.
All right.
So we'll probably have it on during the entire poker game.
Yeah.
So we'll be able to watch it. And maybe we'll get side bets going.
That'd be good.
Do you remember? Oh, God, did I love the summertime when we would play cards at my house on Saturday night. And we would start betting... While Cops was on,
Cops.
We would bet serious money. The guy,
yeah, the poker would stop and we would actually wager on the TV show.
Guys would be putting $20 in the middle of the table going, the next house they go to, the man's going to answer the door without a shirt on.
Without a shirt on, yeah. Which is a pretty good bet with the cops.
And then it would be, okay, the next call that they get is going to be a guy who's just pounding his wife.
Uh-huh. Right, and teeth.
If they had teeth, how many teeth they were missing.
Or if there was a gun involved.
Mm-hmm. Or whether the wife wanted him arrested or not.
That was a big one. Yeah. You know, that was a huge one where we said, will she allow them to take him away?
Right. Yeah. Will it be for drugs?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Will it be a concealed weapon? God, we used to bet more on cops than we did actually playing cards.
You can actually have a very pleasant Saturday evening watching cops and wagering on it.
Yeah.
And I bet that tomorrow night, once we get into the groove of playing poker,
right,
we'll have the TV on, I'll have the big screen on,
right,
we'll start betting on what we're going to see next on the Michael Jackson thing.
Good.
And this thing looks spooky to me with all the promos that I'm seeing. They've actually allowed some of the promos on the air where he's showing himself, and I know that these will probably be taken out of the show, but no, not like that, Rob. Just his face looks so effed up in some of these home movies.
Right.
Not the ones where he's sitting there going, I just want people to know what I'm really like. But like the one where he's in the grocery store, where he's pushing the cart and he lifts his legs up in the air and starts riding on it. They got a shot of his face. Well, really, it looks like he's a clown. His face is pasty, Pillsbury Doughboy white.
You know what's unfortunate about that whole thing? You've heard plastic surgeons talk about Michael Jackson, but what you've never heard is a definitive word on, you know, how he did it, how effed up he did it, what he, you know, if he had left himself alone, where he would have been. You hear about his skin condition, but I think it's really, you know, we don't even know if that's true or not, whether it's just an excuse for plastic surgery.
Right, true. People apparently get addicted to it, and he may be one of the worst cases.
You think?
Yeah. He's apparently going to show a lot of home movies of back when he was with the Jackson 5.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, that's the spookiest.
Yeah.
When you see him when he had,
what he used to be,
as Rob likes saying, pronounced Negro features.
Oh, God, Rob.
When he was, I'm no faggot, but when he was like even doing like off the Wall, was that the album?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking of the fourth Thriller.
Right.
He was not a bad looking guy.
Not a bit. And right. that's amazing.
He had kind of the faggoty voice going.
He screwed
but
it up.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Right. But he was okay.
He was a good looking guy. And, you know, it's just amazing. And you know, I think he's been to so many different plastic surgeons that you don't get a definitive word on, you know, doesn't he, like, sign them to confidentiality agreements and things like that?
Most of them, yes. Nowadays, he does.
America, or the world, is still fascinated with him.
Mm-hmm.
There's no doubt.
Really, there was a time, and I think the reason America is fascinated with him is because there was a time in his music where he really, I mean, you remember that. You were working in the radio then. When it was all Michael Jackson all the time.
And I remember the phenomenon of rock stations playing Beat It.
Right.
And saying, here's Eddie Van Halen. Okay?
Right, exactly.
They were afraid to say they're playing a Michael Jackson song. So he broke down a lot of barriers.
Yeah.
Two observations. First, we're still obsessed with this freak.
Mm-hmm.
Even with all the stuff he's done with the kids,
right,
we're obsessed with him.
Right.
Here's another observation. We are absolutely overboard, compulsively obsessive about him, but he can't make a record to save his ass.
No,
he can't. And the fact is, there is a part of me that realizes that if in even 10% of his childhood and the way he was treated is true,
mm-hmm,
that would F anybody up.
Yeah.
And, really.
But do you know if he had just one decent record?
It would change everything.
Just one decent record. I know Thriller.
And he might. I mean, he's perfectly capable of doing it again.
Well, not based on the last four or five records.
I know, but you know that he's, I mean, he certainly has the talent to do it, but unfortunately, I think he's just so wrapped up in this weird world of his that, you know, nothing's going to happen.
Anyway, we'll watch it tomorrow night. We're playing cards.
Good. Excellent.
Nothing better than getting drunk, playing cards, and watching Michael Jackson on TV.
Yeah.
That's a winner.
Very good.
I don't need to know what booze everybody requires. I mean, we can talk about that tomorrow. I'll send my wife out during the show to do the buying.
Anything you got.
Yeah. Okay, well, I know you, but with the rest of the guys.
Oh, the rest of the guys? Yeah, who cares?
Well, Catherine Zeta-Jones is not happy with some of the pictures that have been taken of her.
Zeta.
She recently went to court over photos that made her look fat, so she'll really be steamed about the pictures on the Internet of her smoking while she's pregnant.
Hey, it's a lady.
At least it appears to be her. It is
See?
A pregnant woman wearing nothing but a bikini bottom and smoking a cigarette.
She topless?
Yes.
Baby.
Some of the pictures even show her being caressed by a man who appears to be husband Michael Douglas.
Baby, imagine. She got a nice rack anyway. Mm. But imagine. All filled up with milk.
Oh, God.
Damn sexy.
The photos have now disappeared from their Dutch website. No word on whether that's because of a legal threat.
Do you want to play it?
No, I'm fine. Thank you.
I heard a little something. joining us from New Jersey, Dr. Steve, a guy who says he's a plastic surgeon.
Dr. Steve?
Dr. Steve.
No, I didn't say I was a plastic surgeon. I thought it was a chiropractor.
You thought it was Tom Gavin, right?
No, I didn't. I thought it was Dr. Steve.
Dr. Steve, yes. are you a plastic surgeon?
No, I'm a chiropractor. A friend of mine's a plastic surgeon.
Oh, a chiropractor?
Yeah, you could have used me when you got hurt, man.
Well, my back is fine, but what does this have to do with Michael Jackson?
No, there's a term for the disorder he has. It's called body dysmorphia, where no matter how much plastic surgery, how much you change yourself, you're just never satisfied.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. There's a term for a guy like
That's
you.
That's alleged.
Calls,
I'd like to find out that body dysmorphia.
Term for a guy like you that calls this show a loser. Waste of time. It says on the screen, Dr. Steve.
Waste of time, lazier.
Don and Mike show, hello.
What's going on, guys?
Hey.
Hey, I don't know about you guys, but I find it absolutely ridiculous when they show these commercials where they're the home videos of these kids, and they're blurring out these kids' faces.
Well, he's going to say he's doing that for their privacy, right. and I guess I get that. Although, it weirds me out to see the kid 100% white with blonde hair, where the kid with he's got the pixelated face like on Cops, mm-hmm. where he's saying, I'm Prince Michael Jackson, and I love my daddy. It almost seems like rehearsed.
Yeah, very staged.
Yeah.
And in the same sense, you know, just looking at Michael Jackson now, I don't even think I want to see his kids' faces.
And even if Michael Jackson really was the father of this baby, even if it was done like with a turkey baster, if it was his number three, and I will go to mixing of the races expert Dr. Spiewak.
Yes.
Wouldn't there be a little black in that child?
Absolutely.
You never know. I don't think you can. You know, I mean, you have no idea what the, you know, what. You really can't. I mean, who knows?
Yeah. From what I've seen on TV, the kid, Prince Michael Jackson, doesn't look to be mulatto. I mean, he looks like Cody Gifford.
I don't know whether that's, you know, I don't know. I'm not a doctor about that, so I couldn't tell you. But it's very, very. It's almost impossible to really tell because you never see the kid anyway.
I'd like to know, is there an interracial couple out there that's had a child,
mm-hmm.
whether it be a black woman or a white guy or the other way around, and the child...
Or somebody that would know that type of thing.
And,
you know?
And the child that you've had has to come out either one way or the other.
I think that...
Not a mix.
I think absolutely. You can have more pronounced features on the, you know, in one race or the other. I think that can happen.
But if you've seen the ad with this kid.
Yeah, I know. I've seen the kid on the other special.
The face has been pixelated.
Yeah, but I mean, and it can go either way, but it's hard to say.
Well, gay rights leaders and Democratic leaders are blasting Pennsylvania Senator Rick Santorum. They say his comments about gays are even worse than Congressman Jim Moran's recent remarks about Jews. Santorum, talking about an upcoming Supreme Court case, said homosexuality is no different than incest, bigamy, or adultery. The court's about to rule on the constitutionality of Texas's law against homosexual acts. Democrats and gays are demanding an apology, and
click, click.
They're also demanding that Santorum resign his leadership job in the Senate. Quoting Santorum, I have no problem with homosexuality. I have a problem with homosexual acts. Maybe. Okay.
What the hell
me doth
does
think,
that mean?
Me doth yeah. think the elected official protesteth too much.
Interesting.
Maybe he liketh in the bungeth.
Listen to the quote. What's the quote again?
That's why I included the quote. Yeah, it's, I have no problem with homosexuality. I have a problem with homosexual acts. In other words, he's saying it's okay to be gay so long as you never act upon it. It makes no sense.
Hello, Don and Mike. Oh, are these phones overloaded? All right, I'll go to this bank of phones. Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, I have a black wife, and my children are, they look exactly like a black person. They have 100%, you know, dark hair, dark skin.
And that can go either way, right?
Yeah, they're 100% Negro.
Okay, all right, I'm just curious. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, listen, I know of two couples where the father is a black guy and the mother is a white woman.
Right.
And these kids are kind of light-skinned, but they have, like, facial features of the black dude, and their hair is kind of kinky. They look, like, perpetually tanned.
You know, I think it can go any
combination.
I was just offering that observation because I saw Michael Jackson's kid that looked like Cody Gifford.
Yeah, but I think there are examples of, you know, I mean, it's, you know.
Susan.
Yeah, hi.
Hi there.
I'm from Philly, and I'm part of the legacy.
Hey, listen, she
beautiful.
Got it right.
Way to go.
Thank you. Part of the legacy. Thank you, honey.
The reason I'm calling you is because I'm mulatto, and mm-hmm. I actually talked to you guys a few days ago. I kind of look like Irene Cara.
Okay.
Like, I have a tan complexion.
Right.
Brown eyes. I have black curly hair, but it's not kinky. It doesn't get processed or anything like that. I wash it every day.
Okay.
And my husband is white, and I have two children. And they are both about as pale as possible. My son, you can see his veins. That's how pale he is.
But, I mean, I guess the question we have, would it be possible if Michael Jackson was the father for, you know, kids to have predominantly white features? That's just kind of a technical question.
Well, it is possible because if you've ever seen Eartha Kitt's daughter,
right.
She has blonde hair. I don't know if it's bleached, though, and she has a light complexion.
And I think the big question is, I think everybody asking this because, you know, is he indeed the father?
That's
where the whole thing everybody wants to know. But, you know, I mean,
all right, thank you, Susan. We appreciate it. Tara.
Hi, this is Tara.
Hi there, honey.
Hi, listen, let me tell you. I'm in a mixed marriage.
Right.
And we have two children. And let me tell you something. Michael Jackson is about my complexion, really about my complexion, which is dark brown, and there's no way, let me tell you, I don't care how far down the line, if Thomas Jefferson was a great-grandfather, that those are his children.
Okay.
They would at least appear to be mulatto in some sense, even a Mariah Carey look.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, at least give me a Halle Berry look.
Right.
I know what you're saying, baby.
Yeah. Okay.
There's no way.
Okay.
There's no way.
All right, thank you.
Okay.
That's kind of what I was wondering. There's a woman who's
what about
married herself.
And this is horrible, but I mean, what about, could there be, no, he wouldn't do anything like, well, plastic surgery or anything like that, or as
on
far as like,
on the kids, like to bleach their
or dyeing the hair or something like
not
that, or any
not.
Of that stuff.
I
mean, you've never seen the kids' faces.
We got another guy who's a mulatto, though, on the phone. And Rob, a mulatto is what, half and half?
Half and half.
Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey.
How you doing?
What's happening, mulatto?
Not much. Well, my dad is Hispanic, and my mom is very English, and she's as white as they come. She's as white as a ghost, and he's dark, and I've taken all of his features, everything. I mean,
so have you seen this promo with Michael Jackson's kid?
Yes, I have.
And do you think that he's from Michael Jackson's number three?
Not sure. Very possible.
Can't tell.
All right, you think it's possible?
I'd love to, you know, I mean, I know we always ask for doctors on this, but It is possible for a kid to completely be dominated by the woman's genes,
so.
Right?
Hello,
I think
Sean.
So. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. I just wanted to tell you guys that in the first special of Michael Jackson, you can actually see the roots in their hair where it was dyed blonde. I actually had a discussion with my girlfriend about how I thought it was odd that they were dyeing kids' hair. They're like age 5.
Oh, God.
Well, then how sick is that?
If that's true, that just sucks.
and also African-American genes are usually dominant, is what it is, just in the gene pool, but every now and then.
You know, I mean, if he's doing, well, who knows? I mean, I guess you watch the home movies, you'll know.
To the roots!
The roots!
As Elvis would say.
Hey.
By the roots!
Well, next up, maybe you've...
Thank you very much.
Maybe you've seen the tabloid headline at the stores, O.J.'s sick plot to get rid of daughter. Inside, the National Enquirer quotes Simpson as saying, "I wish Sydney would disappear just like her mother." The story says a hard-drinking O.J. confessed he has beaten Sydney and stalked his most recent girlfriend, among other things.
God damn, what, you know, O.J., I don't even, you know, Buzz?
Yes?
I'm
going to
break. I don't even want to get going on O.J.
Can I finish the O.J. story? There's one more little micro piece
here. Because the O.J. thing is different than the Michael Jackson thing. Even though Michael Jackson's a pedophile, I mean, it's just, the O.J. thing will really set me off.
I'll move on from that to a different O.J. topic. An upstart TV network is talking about basing a new reality show on O.J. The Urban Television Network says it signed a deal with a Florida concert promoter to air 13 shows edited from 60 hours of raw footage of Simpson. Simpson worked as a rap concert MC last year, and quoting a producer, we have a lot of film of O.J. in various locations.
Now that's a tough one.
And Simpson's lawyer says it will never air without his client's permission.
That's a tough one.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, but would I watch it? Probably
sure.
So.
Well, I will tell you this. It would seem to me that if the family, if the family of the Brown family yeah. actually has any say in it, that wouldn't see the light of air.
Yeah, true.
But at least they have a working theme.
Starring O.J.
That's great.
His daughter, what's her name?
Sydney.
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 Featuring the White Bronco. And co-starring Johnny Cochran.
The Simpsons on Fox.
Tonight's episode, O.J. wants to kill his daughter.
The Simpsons.
All right, hold on. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
The Cox of the Walk. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Now it's all coming clear to me.
Hmm?
Mike and I have had a couple of issues recently with the sales staff. And now I know why. I'm just reading press releases. Now I know why the salespeople are going so nutty over us and asking us all this stuff that we don't want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Here's why.
All right.
Found the reason.
I'm reading it right now.
In a press release.
Now, you don't have to get up.
All right.
Just a picture of Mel Karmazin. And one of the many industry websites.
Mm-hmm.
And I agree with the CEO of our company.
Always.
Of course.
No, but I really do here. Quote, I see no evidence that by combining 8 radio stations under a market manager and having that market manager walk into an advertising agency, it has generated top-line revenue growth. Viacom President CEO Mel Karmazin said yesterday as he discussed his company's first quarter results, in fact, I can show you it hasn't generated top-line revenue growth.
Hmm.
And then you read down and you scroll down, and then you finally get to the part where it says, Mel's going on a tour of all of the Infinity radio stations to see how the sales departments are being run.
Well, it's been a long time.
It's been like 10 years since Mel's done that.
Yeah.
Welcome back, old friend.
No wonder all of the salespeople are walking around like someone stuffed bananas up their rear end.
Right, there it goes. Now it makes sense.
So now do you get why all of a sudden they're saying to us,
Spring World Tour.
You gotta do client meetings.
Bingo.
I'll bake a cake and do some carpet freshening. Get this place looking nice.
Fantastic.
Anyway, so now it all makes sense.
You think we'll take a meeting?
Nah.
No.
Not a chance. No.
The question is, will he take a meeting with us?
Right.
No. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Anyway, I just thought, now I know.
Now you know why everybody's getting antsy.
Why the salespeople are all so goddamn wound up.
Absolutely.
Because Mel's coming back.
Yeah.
To kick some ass.
Guess who's back?
Yeah.
He sweats the details, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, he does.
Yes, he does.
Fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Well, another court has ruled.
Wait till he meets the bunch of idiots we got working here now.
Oh, God.
Watch out, Paul Gorgi.
Oh, there he goes. He's in California.
Well, another court has ruled that the daughters of the late Charles Kuralt have to pay the taxes on the land he left to his mistress. The former on-the-road reporter for CBS had a 30-year relationship with a woman other than his wife, and he left that woman 90 acres of land alongside a river in Montana. He also left instructions that his estate holders pay the taxes on that land. His wife is no longer with us, but his two daughters fought the tax clause.
This is Charles Kuralt. A beautiful 90 acres out of beautiful heartland. I've instructed in my estate that my daughters shall pay the taxes to the woman I banged. Thank you.
And now two courts, including the Montana Supreme Court, have ordered the estate to do just that, to pay up. Police in Wisconsin have finally stopped the thong thief. 22-year-old...
Is that my brother?
No. You'll be relieved to know. In this case, you'll be relieved to know it's not your brother.
It's not.
22-year-old Anthony Schofield has been arrested for stealing women's panties. Police say they found 845 pairs of women's underpants in Anthony's house.
What happened?
It just doesn't get any better than this.
Most of which he apparently stole from a home shared by 8 college co-eds.
Nearby. I don't think so.
Mike, that's only funny to people who have seen
I know.
Mighty Wind, but I'm with you.
What happened?
Well, although 845 pairs sounds like a fetish, Anthony wrote in his statement to the cops, call it a panty raid, if you will. No harm intended, just a little practical joke.
800 pairs.
You're not going to believe this.
Right.
That was my first suspect.
Who's the culprit?
John Pop.
Mm-hmm. Well, from the Monkey News Network, baboons are attacking young girls in Kenya. Scientists say the baboons are thirsty because of a water shortage, and they went after the containers of water the girls were carrying.
On their chest?
No, they were carrying them under their arms, containers of water. One girl got cuts and bruises trying to fight off the baboons. Another girl says the apes ripped her clothing.
Charlie has a new companion, fresh from Spain.
Charlie Broyhill.
Charlie Broyhill was after the water.
Since he was a tiny baby. Charlie's dying to play with his new companion. It doesn't mean any harm. It's a simple but dramatic moment, like Tarzan meeting another human for the first time.
Absolutely.
Well, there in Kenya, men are now traveling with women and girls when they fetch water to protect them from the baboons. The water holes they visit are also used by lions, elephants, and hyenas.
Good thing they didn't see Catherine Zeta-Jones before she had her baby.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine that?
Oh, that would be terrible. We're talking about water, though.
I know, but, you know, moisture's moisture.
Yes, I understand.
They were thirsty.
But in the course of battle, peace-loving Charlie ended up a casualty. He lost a finger to a sharp set of teeth.
I think you're really milking
Charlie
this
had
bit.
To leave the group and recuperate by himself.
You always milk it.
And a story.
Charlie was often drugged before he was rescued and brought to Monkey World.
Milk, milk, lemonade.
At round the corner, fudge is made.
An historic theater in Mississippi was grateful for Morgan Freeman's help in saving that movie house.
I'm
so grateful it reopened Saturday with a showing of Driving Miss Daisy.
I don't know, Miss Daisy. Why do I have to ask permission to make water?
A volunteer group in Elkin, Mississippi wanted to save the theater so folks don't have to drive all the way to Tupelo or Columbus just to see a movie.
Fine, Joan Lotta.
The 65-year-old Freeman, who also lives in Mississippi, helped raise tens of thousands of dollars for that cause.
I thought it was a fine time. And we all drank wine. And then we had...
Was it sublime?
It was a sublime glass of wine, and I enjoyed my time just fine.
Do you stay up till 9?
No. 3.
You did that just to screw with me.
Yes, I wanted to mess up your time.
See, now you're going back in time. It was like fine.
And fine. That's why I never ask a penny for your thoughts. It's always a dime.
It's entirely possible that TV psychic John Edward could fall apart before our very eyes next week.
You promise?
He'll be co-hosting all week with Jimmy Kimmel. Instead of dead people, Edward will be talking with celebrities like Rebecca Romaine Stamos and Jim Belushi.
Now in the center ring, professing to have talked to my... Well, I better not continue this or my wife is going to get mad.
But Edward says the spirits can move at any time and that it's quite possible someone from the other side will send a message to someone in the audience, possibly at inappropriate times.
You see, I find him to be a carny.
Yes, that's why my circus music.
My wife was on the show with her sisters and mother, and they believe...
Big trouble for you on this subject.
Yeah,
so
careful.
Just turn that music off.
Edward says his goal is to convince people he's a real person and not just a freak who claims to talk with dead people.
Freak.
Sodomy, incest, and genital mutilation. And that's just before the intermission. A new stage play is opening in London that's described as beyond hardcore. Triple X is based on the Marquis de Sade's book, Philosophy of the Bedroom, written in 1795. In the two-hour show, actors and actresses appear to engage in full sexual intercourse.
Yeah.
They are accompanied by videos, supposedly showing every sexual act imaginable, no matter how bizarre.
Oh, groovy, baby.
The show includes some audience participation. Each night, someone will be chosen to act out their sexual fantasies on stage.
I shagged a rotten baby, yeah.
Other audience members can text message their request to the actors during the show.
You know, that is...
It was physically possible, but this both sucks and blows.
That is our biggest ally.
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. I have my tickets.
I like the text messaging.
Yeah, that's cool.
You know, I don't know where it was recently. I was somewhere.
Good.
Thanks for that roadmap. And
it's good to be
my somewhere. Wife was somewhere else, okay. And my phone rang, uh-huh. And I said, hello, and I got nothing, right? Mm-hmm. And that's the ring on my cell phone.
Amazing. Yeah,
so I look and I see that it's her. She's called me up. I call her back, and, you know, I call back, and she picks up and she goes, hello, and I said, did you just call me? And she said, I text messaged you. And I said, you what? And she said, I text messaged you. Goodbye.
If you'd like to leave a text message, like when your voicemail says that, that's why it's there.
Well, I had never gotten a text message.
I've never sent or received one.
Well, I found out how to do it.
Is it fun?
It's fun. And I'll tell you what's ironic.
What?
You know what she text messaged me?
What?
I love you.
How about that?
Wow.
Well, what goes around comes around.
Yeah.
She's still the one.
Go figure.
How long should sex last? Well, if you go by other people, between 15 and 30 minutes.
Really? Liars.
A new survey by the Adam and Eve sex toy company shows that the biggest group of Americans, 40%, spend about 20 minutes. The second biggest group, 28%, say they usually shoot for an hour. Next in line...
All of these people are lying.
Next in line, the 14% who say they can last for up to 2 hours.
That would be you, Red.
Not quite. Only 1 out of 10 Americans admit their sex lasts 15 minutes or less.
Yeah, there's the truthful group. Listen, what is wrong?
10%.
What is wrong with being honest?
Right. Yeah.
I say to my wife all the time, God damn it, Mouse, it's a compliment.
Damn it.
I mean, I do say it's a compliment.
Yeah. I'd be damned if I'm going to go past 15 minutes.
You know, if you weren't so gorgy,
mm-hmm.
I could take my time.
Yeah.
Right. But you're not.
Can't help it.
Sure. You know, I'm ready. Listen, mm-hmm. from the moment
mm-hmm.
those clothes hit the floor,
mm-hmm.
talking about my wife, I'm ready.
But what you're really talking about is you're talking about self-discipline. You have to be able to discipline yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So you postpone release.
No.
Thank you.
I'm no good at that.
I know. I understand this. And you're still invited to the grotto. Maybe someday we will all see memories on the Don and Mike show. Perhaps a trip to the grotto after their excursion to Iceland.
We'll talk about that tomorrow. Buzz, we got to get out of here.
In sports, in the NBA playoffs tonight, New Orleans is at Philadelphia, Orlando's at Detroit, and Portland plays in Dallas. The Sixers, the Magic, and the Mavericks lead their respective best-of-seven series 1-0. The search for role models continues. New York Mets catcher Mike Piazza tells the New York Daily News every time he has sex with a girl, he confesses it later to a priest.
And he's no fag, though.
Mm-hmm.
And has he had a press conference to announce that again recently?
No,
press
conference.
That he's not gay?
Yeah, talking about he doth protest too much.
Yeah,
right.
Well, finally, if you've ever suspected that some of the bodily fluids in pornography are fake, you're on the money. The editors of a British website got some porn makers to admit they use any number of things, from hair conditioner to chicken broth to margarita mix.
Oh.
The website says the substitute substance is fed through a clear tube taped to the man.
Mm-hmm.
Good night. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
All right, Buzz. You know, now I think I figured out why he was smirking at the beginning of the news.
He wanted to get to that story.
Yeah, he knew that.
A lot of sex news.
Damn good story.
Okay, that's it. Got to go. See you tomorrow with a new episode. Good day to you, sir.
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 Rusty.
Baby.
BM.
Eater Tim J.
Till we meet again. This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.